For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Welcome to a very special episode of Punch Drunk Sports. I'm Jason Tebow. I'm here with the Fight Nanny. I'm here with Johnny. And straight out of The Mandalorian, our good friend, returning once again, Tate Fletcher.
Yay.
Hi, Tate.
Hey, Jason. Guys.
I noticed you've covered the table in a certain beverage.
Yeah, I heard that this was good, so I went down to my local store and I just picked up a bunch. And,
you just heard it's good?
Yeah, I just got I got the message that it'll pick me up in the morning and keep me going later in the day. And so that coupled with that delicious flavor, what else are you going to do except just
Cayman Coffee Nitros. These things send me to the roof. Now you have French... Don't you have a vanilla latte?
Vanilla latte and pumpkin spice are coming out for all you white
spice.
Girls out there.
Yeah,
and Johnny.
That's
going to be
that's
special.
Almost too good.
Is it going to be just in the fall or always?
Well, it's going to be a limited run on the on the pumpkin. Yeah. We just threw it in with our vanilla, but who knows? We'll see. It could be like the McRib. We back in certain markets. Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Starbucks does that, like seasonal
really?
Drinks.
Yeah, we got seasonal roast right now.
Well,
maybe
my thought was these
can.
Things already taste too good. I mean, you can OD
what's
on
crazy
things, like,
is that
pounding
they
them.
Taste good and they're not any sugar. And then and so the vanilla is going to have like, I don't know, 7 grams of carbs or something, but they tell
but also
me
no sugar.
Fantastic.
No sugar.
There'll be, it's like a stevia and a monk fruit or something mix.
Wow.
Yeah, and MCT also.
Well, go to caymancoffee.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 10% off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why not? I'm going to drink this shit right now. Congratulations on The Mandalorian.
Thank
Everybody's
you.
Talking about it. And everybody, especially that knows you, because I showed up like 10 minutes early, and everybody was in here when I told them you were going to be the guest. They're like, did you see him on? First of all, you're right in the very opening of the show.
Yeah.
And second of all, halftime of Monday Night Football,
the trailer,
they show
right?
your trailer. No, I heard that, you, like in the very, right
I heard
when
that
the
was
show
the opener
starts.
Too. I did hear that.
You're on it. Because you haven't even seen it yet?
No. So Wednesday, I go to the premiere. They're going to film. They're going to. I got this invite last week on Thursday. And it's from this dude that is running all their media and all that. And he says, you've been invited to the premiere of The Mandalorian. Da-da-da. There's, you know, all this.
Where's it going to be at?
I get that today. I think it's somewhere on Hollywood Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And so that it'll be a fucking dope thing to go. And my mom was coming in after the show today. After we get off here, I go drive to LAX and pick her up. And
so you're taking her?
Cool. And so me and mom are going to go to the red
that's
carpet
cool.
tomorrow
nice.
For
that's
The Mandalorian.
Cute. That's great.
Yeah.
Great. How exciting is that? Gone to a lot of premieres? Because you've been in a lot of shit, though.
I never. The one thing that I did was, it wasn't really the premiere, it was the finale of Breaking Bad. So I was in those last five episodes, and then they did the finale at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah.
And they just showed the movies on the wall. So they showed the first, the pilot, and then they showed the last two episodes, I guess, of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And that's where Marilyn Manson's like, I'd love to do coke off your mustache. Like, it was crazy. I got Marilyn Manson into the after party at the break.
Wow.
They're like, everybody wait out here. Only cast and crew come in. And then I was like, he's with me.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
That
yeah.
Yeah, you've been in a lot of stuff, so it surprised me that you haven't. Now, you did go to was it People's Choice?
I wasn't going to go to this one.
People's Choice Awards?
SAG Awards. I got a SAG Award for the Breaking Bad
That's right, because I remember seeing you on the...
I mean, I...
On stage.
I, to say I got... I, It acts like I did something. I was around a bunch of great people that all got an award, and so I got caught up in the stream of that.
What size tuxedo are you? Medium?
Yeah, I'm a medium. Medium tux.
Can I get one medium tux, please?
With an extra large bow tie, because it's got to get past the beard, you know? I need a clown bow tie.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Well, I'm going to continue talking about The Mandalorian, but first I'm going to plug a couple things. So definitely go to caymancoffee.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, that gets you 10% off. Try all their new stuff. We're drinking the nitros right now. These are good. And these always sell out, too.
Yeah. Like, well, we're more and more, so we're trying not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's how popular they are. Not like you make 11 of them.
No.
Those are nice cans.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Look at you go. Appreciate that.
Those things are...
Yeah, they're going to be they're gonna sexy up your holidays, folks.
There you go. And who doesn't want their holidays
sexy? And those will all ship out on Friday and Saturday.
And you said what,
in
the vanilla, like 7 carbs, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
That's compared to what's in anything else.
Oh, everything else is like 25 and better. I mean, and the stuff that's out there next to it is just, I mean, I've tasted them all. They're a lot of people not doing a good job that are getting a good return from the public. And
it's just sugar. They just dump sugar in.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
Well, it's weird though that we're in this transition, you know, like right now where food is getting different, everything's getting different, where people are getting more conscious about what they eat,
so
and
many
what
more
they do,
options.
And it's like, you know, if you know, especially you see people that are like living better longer, and you see people, you know, Mark Sisson, 65 years old or something, and just shred
ripped,
Bill,
man. He's
and you're seeing guys like that as examples that go, no, this is what a human body consists of. You don't have to be a slovenly old auto worker for the rest of your life or whatever, you know, it's like everybody I know in almost every different facet of life, wherever they are, whether in different financial stratas or whatever, everybody's looking to a higher. I mean, people have kids. People are caring in a different way than they ever did about food, and especially now with all the fuckery around food. It's like I was talking to a vegetarian friend. We went up to Stockton. I was trying to get the slap.
Humble brag.
And got to go to Stockton. So, but they the vegetarians, you don't know what's in that food. Like I got this head injury right now, and then I got to eat a keto diet. Like fat and ketones are the most accessible thing for the brain. And then you look at like what's in that? It's black magic. You got pretend meat. What's faking? What the fuck is in that? Like, and so you've got all these things that are kind of fraudulent food sources that you're like, I don't know what that is macronutrient wise. And then you get I don't know.
It's like McNuggets. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck or is the that? McRib. You know, the famous
exactly
McRib. Delicious as it may be. Yeah. I have suspicions about the ingredients. So what else is going on? I heard the football game was the best game of the year last year.
It was a damn good one.
I heard the 49ers were one of the participants, and then another team also was there.
Yeah, there was. It takes two to tango, as they say. It was Seattle Seahawks. Great game. And right at halftime, the first fucking commercial of halftime. Bam, Tate Fletcher's face.
Sick.
It was crazy. I mean, I was at the store, and everybody was like, holy shit, that's Tate. When I hear that, sometimes there'll be a scene, like, then the time you look, you're gone.
Right, of course.
Or you're decapitated.
Right. Oh, he smashed his head in.
Yeah, you did that to yourself in Westworld. And, you know, I was thinking they can bring you back, because you're just like a robot.
In Westworld, I wish. Yeah. They haven't called. You guys, I'm out here waiting for that call, just in case you're listening.
That whole episode. So, Westworld, please call Tate right now. That whole episode was you, which
I don't know.
Rad.
They fell off since I was off the show, I think. I don't know if they're... Yeah,
probably. That was the last good episode.
I stopped watching like mid-season two, so that might be true.
Season two, it got real confusing.
Yeah, Jeff was like out, so I was like, yeah, I agree. I don't understand without his help, I'm like,
I gotta ask you about this language. How hard was it to learn? How hard was it to learn these lines?
It's so fucking cool. It was super.
Can we watch the trailer?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'd
that would be a problem at all, right?
I think that's a major problem. It's
really?
Disney, and
it's a trailer.
Disney is notoriously cool.
The thing is I got banned from Instagram a month ago or something because I reposted Stylebender's entrance, like that his brother
and Cartwheel. He was doing Cartwheel.
I mean, it's so sick that entrance, and it only showed Stylebender for a second. And they fucking nixed me. The UFC nixed me. So I'm wondering if this is the same kind of thing.
Well,
if
I repost the sound, I mean,
isn't it to promote it though?
Yeah,
it
would be
in a public
press kit,
domain
right?
Now.
He's literally in it,
and it's me.
Yeah, it's okay. We can just look at it.
Anyway, Hoodnies, there's a fella that works.
Play 15 seconds
for Lucasfilms. We'll let this run.
Okay. Do you want to hear it? What do you think? I'll let you make that decision.
I say no.
No, okay.
I don't want to get this whole episode.
As I understand, Hootenese is a language that this linguist made up.
You spilled my caveman coffee.
Infinitives and conjugated, it's a full language.
Yeah.
And with articles and whatever. And I didn't read that way. I got asked to go into this audition. I don't know what it's for. I go in, I read. They say, oh, you get the part. I go, oh, cool. And they go, Mr. Favreau's got another part he wants you to be in also. And so I go out and I start getting another costume built for me out in the valley. And I don't really know what's going on. And they come in with this.
So you show up to a place like that, for a fitting, and you just go, I'm a medium tuxedo size.
Right.
What can you do?
And then they bring out a tape measure and they measure your earlobes and your head, the bridge of your nose. And
really?
It's like measurements of your, everything.
Crazy.
And they fit this suit to me. And so then this is one character, and then I have another character. But this Hootenese, the guy, he's been employed by George Lucas for 20 years or something, and he just makes languages. And this is deal. Yeah. And this is,
fake languages.
I think it's the first time a human has spoken, Star Wars language. And I mean, it's a privilege and an honor in 1,000 different ways, man. I was so stoked with this. And this whole scene, it's all centered on, it's like you're the star of the movie for that day. It's like you see other people where they gather their stuff, and you're like, I'm that guy right now. And it seems that there's an unreal aspect to it for sure.
What about this, Tate?
What's up?
Caveman Coffee brand Blue Milk.
Blue Milk?
that's what they drink.
I love the sound of that.
Luke Skywalker was drinking that.
They sell it at the Star Wars thing in...
at the cantina.
In the cantina in
Maybe we
Disney.
Can get it over by Jurassic World's new thing at the amusement park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Universal. When you were learning the lines, is it spelled out phonetically
So I went over it. Some phonetic aspects to it, but then I did a Skype call with the linguist also.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
And was trained.
And he was tweaking.
He's like, no, this is the way they... people that have never spoken this speak this.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's so cool, dude.
That's crazy.
He called me a natural, of course.
That's so
cool. Well, because you're the only person to ever speak it.
Right, yeah. That's
You're also the worst person to ever do it, too.
Right, exactly.
You're the best and the worst and the only.
And so many... I just... Thinking about how many people were watching this last night. Like, everybody on Twitter was tweeting about how they were waiting up for this to launch at midnight. Yeah.
So they launched Disney Plus today, right?
Well, it was supposed to be at 3 a.m. On the Pacific Coast.
Okay.
But it came out a little early on, Apple TV at, 11 p.m., and a lot of people were tweeting about that. But, yeah, it's like a cultural event. It's like Tuesday and then Friday the next episode drops.
Everybody has already seen this, and it's not even new.
It's not even out yet.
Yeah.
It basically came out in the last 12 hours.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Noon, and everybody's already seen it and is talking about it.
Wild, huh?
It's crazy.
How did we get him on?
Star Wars.
I mean, really.
Did you beg him?
No, I texted him in Hootenese.
You know what he said? He said, Ari's in town. And then that just fires me up.
Yeah. You're like, I'll be there then. Well, Ari's not allowed.
But then I saw Ari fully naked last night, and I got my fill.
Yeah.
Once again, he came out fully naked. He and of course, he's in town for a couple days. What do you think he would do his own show today? No, he's doing Rogan.
Whenever people ask me if he's coming on, I go, I highly doubt it.
Because when he's in town for once every 6 months, he does Rogan every goddamn time.
But he just did Rogan 3 weeks ago.
Oh, shit. Look, you're preaching the choir here. I'm about to start cursing.
I mean, I get the pick, but why does Rogan want him twice?
I can see why Ari's doing it. Why the hell is Rogan doing it?
Such an amazing thing. I haven't seen Ari perform in probably 2 years.
How good is his hour?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's great.
It's amazing. And then last night, to sell out the main, to think of where the main room was in 2008 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a room for people to fuck.
Cobwebs and blowjobs.
Yeah, that's
That's
always
all that's going
dark.
On up there. Cocaine,
that's
cobwebs,
my new
and
album, Cobwebs and Blowjobs.
But then, to sell out, I don't know, 300 seats or something last night.
450.
On a moment.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing, man. And
he did 90 minutes.
Oh, dude. I had to leave early. I was like, I got it just.
Right. I left right when he, pretty much when he finished.
Maybe
only missed 15 more minutes, 20 more minutes.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It really is great. Some of my favorite times were touring with Rogan and everybody go do their thing or whatever, and Ari and I would sit up and talk by a pool or whatever for fucking just fuck, what a dude, man. And to see that life and that arc and what it is now, it's like he's legit, he's like fucking famous. Like
he's legitimately famous.
And the way he's doing his life of just kind of...
I'll do what I want on my own terms.
Yeah, man, it's such a beautiful thing. I'm going to shut my phone off and go do a walkabout for the next 6 months and you guys can fucking email me. I'll get him in June.
Yeah, it's like, he doesn't get him.
Amazing. Yeah, as if he looks at him.
No, there's no way he does.
He writes back to Jeff, seriously, like 3 months later sometimes. Jeff's like, this is so irrelevant.
I don't remember what I
don't remember. Exactly. That's what happened to me. He got me back like 2 months later. I'm like, I got an email from him. I'm like, oh, I wonder what he wants.
Right.
And it's like, I asked him a question like 2.5 months ago.
Like, what restaurant did we go to that one time?
You know? I'm trapped under a car, Ari. I need your help. only Jew can save me.
Yeah, his new hour is amazing.
That's really good.
I can't wait to watch it.
Now, I saw it in New York when it was newish.
When's he going to film? Do you know?
I do not know. In the next couple months, though.
Yeah.
This is the last time he's doing it in L.A. Then I saw it in Phoenix. Then I saw it in L.A. And then this is the fourth time that I've seen it. And it's really evolved every single time.
So cool.
Like, it's funnier than it is the last time I saw it. And last time I saw it was hilarious.
Yeah.
There's so many funny nuances to it.
There's stuff I can fix. You know, he's not quite there. I can polish it up a little bit.
But I'd love the whole overall concept idea of all of it being about that. So it's so good. Personal.
It is like...
But equally as funny.
Is it R. Crumb that did the comic about Genesis? And I think so. But I think it's like all based in that tongue-in-cheek National Lampoon. Like, how ridiculous is this? It sounds...
He's
saying biblical facts... But they sound so, you think he made it up. It's so ridiculous, especially the Torah. Wow, they go into it deep. And that, the Talmud, I had no idea. It was an education. Well, you guys, if you can, Ari Shaffir's new show coming out, whenever it does.
Jew. Ari Shaffir, Jew.
It's great. It should be called 101 or something. It's a course study.
So if I watch it, am I converted?
Oh, no.
No.
If you're having sex with a Jew while you're watching.
If you're not listening.
I mean, I can make that happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to have Jew sex while watching Ari.
Will you teach me enough so I don't have to do months of conversion? This sounds promising.
Well,
but it's a certain aspect.
You only get dick like 10 days out of the month, though, because you're unclean most of the time because you're bloody pussy.
Yeah.
Is what I learned last night. I don't mean that person.
Well,
I'm
actually,
saying,
I do bleed 21 months, so I just like, how did you know that?
See?
Yeah. 21 days
well,
out of
Ari's
month.
Got an insight into ladies.
But it's mostly bloody noses she bleeds.
Oh, it's that relationship.
Let me plug a couple dates real quick, guys. I'm going to be at Glory Glory Hallelujah on the 4th of July doing what I do best, suck dick. And then guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. I'll be at Chicken Butt November 50th, also sucking cock.
The 50th of November.
That's right.
That's a big day.
Then I'm at 2 in the Pink, 10 in the Stink. Who keeps booking these gigs for me? I don't even know what that means, but that's on December 20th, on Christmas. December 25th, wow. I'm at 2 in the Pink, 10 in the Stink. That sounds painful.
Can you get me a ticket for that one?
I cannot. Tickets are $10. You can PayPal tape that.
Love
and,
that.
I'll be at the Comedy Store this Friday, and I'll be at the Ice House next Friday. Suck it. Those are our dates out the gates. Red Mill, I have a couple of dates coming in. What are you working on now? What are you shooting?
Oh, we
you
just come off of a show called Power. Well, we're not sure it's going to be called Power because we don't want any beef with 50 Cent. But
you were in New Orleans for like 3 months.
Yeah, we did a Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, cool.
And then we did some reshoots of that show.
Oh, okay.
And so that was it. And that
obviously
was
shot in
Netflix
New Orleans.
Show that is like, I think they're doing a lot of Netflix shows where they do a premiere in the theater and then they... You do that for 3 weeks and then have it on or something like that. The whole industry's changing. It's a trip right now.
I don't think they have it figured out yet. I mean,
No.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
It's a free for all.
It's kind of just.
And with Disney and Apple coming out the way they are, like Netflix is over. Like,
What do you mean? What do you mean over?
You look at Netflix. It didn't dawn on me until last month, and I go, Netflix is a startup. They were slinging CDs that you would get in the mail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you remember,
is true.
It's a startup that's changed significantly as technology has improved.
Sure.
And they're looking to get absorbed. And they're this huge company that's small comparatively to Disney and Amazon. And those are the guys that are the buyers that are looking, how do I aggregate more?
All just going to get swallowed up by YouTube?
I think so. Or not YouTube. YouTube Red. They're going to take over.
YouTube's
for sure.
The biggest network that there is.
No way.
That's what I read.
I mean, biggest in what regard, though? I mean,
views?
As far as commerce goes, though, and bringing in dollars.
How do you monetize it? Yeah, right here.
Amazon right now, I think they say, I mean, totally, 80% of the commerce that's done on the internet is at Amazon.com. 80% of everything on the internet is at, it's staggering when you think about that. You know,
insane.
So those are the kinds of companies that are coming. And I just hope Jeff Bezos is a nice ruler.
Yeah,
is all because that's coming.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, you own everything. You own everything.
But the nice thing is that there's a creativity that's happening now that's untold. Like before, it's like if you don't have, you know, these two heroes and this star, and then this is the formula for this fucking buddy film or action film or whatever. It's all the same shit. There's no, like, Tom Ford was one of the only ones. I think he did Nocturnal Things or Nocturnal Animals or something like that. Beautiful film, but it's self-funded because nobody's going to give money like that. But now with these, all the different streaming and how easy it is to make film, I think we're getting a lot more variety and a lot more creativity, and there's a lot of room to play out there. So.
Right.
And that's, you know, kind of what me and a lot of friends are looking at doing is just creating our own film then and running it to film festivals and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's that is interesting because television and filmmaking now, because we saw it with music first, with Napster. And then all of a sudden, the record companies are like, oh my God, they don't need us anymore. And now you're seeing it with comedy. You know, you can put your own album out. You don't need HBO or Comedy Central. That was the only people you could have a comedy special with.
Yep.
And now everyone can do it on their own. Well, the middleman is getting cut out and it's going from the artist right to the fans. You know, and I think television and filmmaking will slowly start to become that too. Yeah. You know, like I'll put it out on something.
Yep.
And if it's good enough, it'll get traction.
And you can build your own, you know, your own outfit that puts your info out. It's like you build your own publicity stage. You know, you look at what Joe's done with his set, and it's like, you know, that's all. I mean, what we saw with Ari last night, that's all social media. Then like, and so if you're your own agency, as it were, it's like there's nobody that has agency over you anymore, which is a really cool thing. I mean, it's still in that you don't have a lot of agency in the film business unless you're on the upper echelons of it. But in comedy, for sure, in any kind of art form, you have your own agent. There's nobody saying that you can't because people are doing it despite not having Nike backing them or whatever the thing is, and they're able to pop a really good exposure.
Sure. Now let me ask you a personal question. Yeah. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to publicly. Can I borrow $4? No.
Only four.
Yes. Take it easy. I got to get home. You still don't have representation?
No.
That is staggering to me.
What I say is this. I have representation in the second unit directors and stunt coordinators are like, oh, shit, we got a spot with this performer and who can do all the bits and who can do the action and who...
You're represented by word of mouth?
I'm one of these guys.
How do you get the Mandalorian gig? How does that happen?
Because there's a guy that I'd never met before that did 300 back in the day and he knew of me and I knew of him and
That's crazy. And
so then I get a call from the casting house. Hey, we want to see you for this thing. I don't know where my name's come from. Yeah. And
you don't even know what it is, basically.
No. I don't know anything about that. Right. And then I go in and I prepare and I read for it and I see some of the...
What did you read for that? Did you read in that weird language or in English?
No, in English. Okay. In English. And then they throw on me, I don't know, a month later, they're like, hey, it's going to be this. And I go, fucking rad. This is going to be great.
That'll be neat.
I mean, because it's a real fun thing to chew on and what can I develop and who can I become in this?
So when you were reading, did you know it was a Star Wars thing at all?
No,
kind of action thing?
Not until... I heard Favreau's name attached to it, and then I heard... Then when I went out to this...
You already booked it and then heard it was a Star Wars thing?
Yeah, I didn't hear until they go, hey, you got that character, and also he wants you to play this other character, Heavy Infantry Mando. And so I'm... So until they come into the room, they're measuring me, they're doing all the shit, and then they come in, they're like, well, we needed to try this helmet on, and I about fell over. I was like, oof. And then I was like, wow, this is really crazy. And so I think,
can you, I mean, anyway. think about your childhood.
Yeah.
If I would have told 10-year-old Tate, you're going to be in a fucking Star Wars thing.
Crazy, huh?
And here's what your character is going to look like. You'd have been like,
I still remember where I saw Star Wars.
Here.
I saw it in the theater in Petoskey, Michigan.
I saw it in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
I waited outside for fucking, I don't know, an hour. Like, I just remember a line outside this brick theater. I was eight or something. I was like fucking crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, I mean, you know, I was saying to Court last night that it's like you never appreciate. I never have been able to appreciate where my life has been. It's like where you're. Whatever.
When you're in it, you're in it.
When I'm in it, it's like I don't have any perspective to be appreciative. I'm just like, oh, this is the thing I'm doing. I still got to get up in the morning. Like, oh fuck, I got to get the mail done. Like, you've got all these things. It doesn't feel that way, but it's like, fuck, man, it's insane. It's an insane life, really. You know, when you think about like, and then I think I love looking at it lately since I've been really kind of taking things really slowly and like going, wow, isn't it interesting how he's doing it? Those are okay. Look at the choices. I used to have a lot of feelings about like. If you're not doing it right, and it's and it's just interesting to see
you personally aren't doing it right. That's what you mean.
Or anybody. And I go, look at all these choices, and you really got the freedom to do anything and be whatever the fuck you want. Just live into that and be around the place where that occurs. I mean, it's hard to be a mountain guide if you live in the desert or whatever. Yeah, it's like sure. To live it where the thing takes. Everybody wants to know, hey, how do you get in the movies? How do you, motherfucker, you live in Ohio.
Yeah, it's not happening.
You're gonna need to move. And that's the first thing. But if you're around where it's happening, you got passion and you maintain curiosity, I think that's the biggest thing in life, you know? I see people that have chosen to be old and they just have lost curiosity.
Yeah, there's nothing sadder. There's no vibrance. There's nothing sadder than that, though.
There's nothing sadder inside except, I mean, you're purposeless in that way. Yeah. And then you get a purpose, you find that, and you can find excitement. Fuck. And all it takes is digging into some things. I mean, I shit on myself all the time because I got the goddamn internet, which gives you the whole world more than anybody's ever had. And I go to 3 websites. And that's it. You know, it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And everybody's on a cycle of that all the time in their messages. Whether there's a notification or not, there's this. I got banned from Instagram for 3 days for posting a UFC video. I checked it 80 times in that 3 days. I know I can't go there. Yeah. Oh. I'm reflexively, I mean, you tell me there's not an addiction quality. Holy fuck.
I broke my phone last week right after the show, right after drinking all that pee. By the way, it's nice to have this table covered in nitros.
I've been talking since, so that's what happened.
I did hear you guzzled pee last week.
Yeah, many cups worth of it, too.
Once I had one, I couldn't stop. I had such a hankering for piss in my mouth.
It was Brian's pee?
Well, it was
that
mine.
Made him sick.
Then it was Johnny's. Those two were delicious.
His was all right.
No, yours was good. Mine, I really, really, really liked. And then because
you liked your own fart. It's like you liked that one.
No. Because I knew I lost the bet, which was, I believe, the World Series.
Yeah.
And all night long was just gallons and gallons of water. All day long water. So it was a pretty clear, if it was chilled.
Oh, that's smart. You cleaned out your system.
It was completely clear.
First of all, I don't believe your system was clean.
It was relatively speaking.
Maybe it was Jason.
It was
clean,
super clean.
But it wouldn't
clear.
Be what a normal person would think of as clean, probably.
Red Band's was gurgling.
There
was
imagine.
A frog in there.
He came in, he goes, it's a little frothy.
There was a frog in there.
His can't be healthy, and he's dehydrated for sure, so I bet it's a
but
high
because
yellow.
I had painted myself it into a bad. Corner of making these jokes about I'll drink everybody's pee. All I had to do was drink my own.
What kind of volume?
You're about to see if you'd like.
Oh, and 1 ounce shot glass. Which one is this one?
This is the first one.
Okay.
Good
this
Lord.
Is my, this is me.
We all didn't gag until
and then
Red
I'm just chasing
either.
It with coffee. I had hot coffee because I figured the warmth of the coffee would offset the warmth of the urine.
Whose is that? Do you know?
That's that was
his.
Me.
That's his. That's
okay,
the first.
So this is how it started.
That's dark pee right there. It looks like. It looks like.
And that's just because of my
dehydrated.
Head.
Yeah.
It looks like apple juice.
Red Bands was.
I watched in peace. So
look how pleased you made Brian. Now that's a gift. you're doing God's work, Jason.
Oh, here we go.
Never seen the kid so happy.
Look at his face too. He like doesn't
look at
even
your
get face.
Oh my!
Because I'm
goodness.
A normal person. But look at
because
him.
I'm a normal person.
He's like, oh wait, it's fine.
It's not even that bad.
I want a gag.
He's you're pretending it.
See, now I start talking shit. This is where I fuck up. I could have just been done with it.
What's it taste like? If you could explain it.
And I'm like, I need more.
And then Brian goes and pees at some point and comes back with the urine.
Johnny comes back with one.
Wasn't that bad, was it? Was it? Did it taste like
the whole episode? Oh, that was so good. Everyone give me your pee.
It would taste like grape.
But I was just, I wasn't being real.
No, they wanted me to, but I was like, I'm going to be so embarrassed if mine is worse than Red Band.
He was saying that, and Sam challenged you. Sam challenged you. That was the thing.
Yeah, but at one point in time, when Red Band leaves and I hand him the shot glass, I go, give me a big one from the tap. And then he takes the shot glass, and I'm like, I'm just, please don't.
Yeah,
from the under tap his, under would be great. Like, if that's what you do next time, you kneel and you get it right from the source. He sprays it right in your mouth.
Can you imagine?
The only good thing about that. And if he misses your mouth and he shoots it all over your face, then you get turnabout is fair play. So he has to have precise aim, and there's
I don't trust any of these guys aiming anything at my face.
There's two good things about that. One is it won't be probably as much, like a whole ounce, if you just take it right out. And two, everlasting friendship. I think that would really bond two people together.
Did you feel okay all day?
I've never felt so good in my life.
That's so weird.
Have you continued drinking pee since then?
Not my own.
right. Is it sexual if you drink a hot girl's pee?
It can be.
Yeah, we were all talking about this last time.
Because I was
Sam
wondering
claims,
if you were to drink her pee, then that makes
it
weird.
They wanted me to like walk over him. They were like, let's all get in a line, lay down, you just walk over us all. They were trying to make it like a Pornhub.
Oh, God. That's got to be a porn, by the way.
For
sure.
And Sam was saying it wasn't. And we're like,
what is that?
Cake farts?
Yeah.
You get hot girls that sit on a cake and they fart and then the frosting fluffs up?
Yeah. There's also bathtub farts.
Bathtub farts? Yeah. And then there's also, if you're old school.
What's wrong with everybody?
If there's old school, you go to tub girl.
I can't even get regular laid.
No, I can't even get my
regular normal dick sucked.
What's tub girl?
What do we not know about? Go ahead and look at tub girl or goatsy.
No.
Okay. You know what it is?
No.
I'm surprised Johnny knows.
Just tell me what it is.
That's like early days of the internet. Yeah. You want to really fuck your friend's life up, and you send, hey, check this out, dude. Yeah, this is crazy. And
lemon then, party. And then, I remember lemon party.
It's like that.
The
like
worst is the pain Olympics.
Yeah, that's
pain.
Yeah,
Olympics are dark.
Is that where you're getting your balls stomped and stuff?
It's ugly.
I don't understand how people
light bulbs in your ass.
My buddy Brian Jarvis sent me one of this. I can't remember what this is years and years ago, but it was just this girl. She could just run and start and kick this dude in his dick and balls so hard that you're just like. I've never seen a guy watch his video and not kind of hunch over like, oh, God.
I've taken wrong turns on the internet and you see a girl stomping on high heels. I'm like, how does this happen? How is this something that's nice for anybody?
Who likes that? I can see a girl liking it.
A girl that likes that is highly damaged previously to like that. Right? Everybody's damaged to get to that
there's
position.
There's no normal people.
In a way that's fucking unknown to me.
You got to look at this video. Go to Kareem Matthews. Instagram. I got to show you this funny video.
This recent.
Speaking about Instagram. Yeah, he posted it this morning on my Lyft ride over. I watched it probably 10 times. Every time it makes me laugh. Then I showed Aaron today. Killed him too. This is like anybody. I imagine everybody has been this mad. It's the second one in the middle.
This?
No, one down. Yeah, that.
I've seen this. Yeah, this is great.
This is the best, dude.
Oh, I've seen this one.
This guy's just
oh, my God.
Wait, it gets so much better.
It's a bad day.
Of course you resonate with this.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
To the mailbox. And they smash his hat and throws that in there, too.
What does he do at home?
Yeah.
I need no homework. God. Talk about hating your fucking job.
Just got 10 inches of snow yesterday in Detroit.
Yeah, my mom said they got like 6.
Yeah, it's snowing everywhere. Here we're 90 degrees.
This guy's so fun. Mail goes flying out.
That's how you know it's real, too, is that mail just flying out of her.
Shit, that gets him there every single time. The guy's like looking at the mailbox and he's like, what are you laughing at?
Kareem's Instagram is the best.
Is that a federal offense there?
It's got to be a federal offense.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he's doing is a fireable offense.
My neighbors opened my Amazon box yesterday and didn't like tell us, but they just left it by our door.
Oh my God. Wait, you got an Amazon delivery and they opened it and just left?
What was it?
Baby's stuff?
Well, yeah, that's why I think they didn't care. Right. But I was like, oh, this like Peppa Pig playset wasn't for you.
That happened to me recently too. It was the hottest girl in my building, so I was totally fine with it. And she was
she brought it to you. Ours was just at our door.
It was like boxers. She's like, I opened your boxers. Sorry, and I was like, don't mind.
Did you get her number?
Why don't you go ahead and wear them and get them back to me? Whatever.
I cake farted in your boxers.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, we had no apology, like no notes. So I don't even know who did it.
Wait, you said the hottest?
You don't know who did it? Oh wow. Okay.
No, it was just
somebody.
Yeah, just there at the door.
That's
like,
funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You said the hottest girl in your building. That implies there's several hot girls in your building?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the landlord, the guy that chooses the people, he's like a young dude, and it's just,
people.
It's just all women.
Smart. That's like a doctor I went to the other day, and it's like the receptionist. I'm like, I guess if you got to be in a doctor's office all day, you own. Because like I've noticed that like dentists and it's smoke shows that are the receptionists and shit. You're like, oh, fuck, am I? Where?
Yeah.
It's especially L.A. What a trip.
Yeah. L.A.
Oof. L.A.
What a place.
It is. I mean, there really is truth to that when people like around the country like even the guys are attractive in this town.
Yeah. I mean,
like an L.A. 8 is a fucking 10 somewhere else.
Felipe right there. I mean, you look at that picture.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Even Ari doesn't look disgusting right there. Look at that.
He also looks 13 there. That photo is so old.
That's because he went to New York and it took years off his life.
It really did. He's very bald now.
Yeah. Do you know anything about that photo?
Naked look good.
Huh?
Do you know anything about that photo? Like when he took it and what it was? It like a headshot that he used for it?
It has to be about 10 years ago.
I think it's a 2006 type of photo.
Yeah, like a goldfish.
Maybe longer than that, yeah. How long has he been doing his pod?
I mean,
like 2-3 years longer than Punch Drunk, so that's about 10 years.
No, but I think that is previous to his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Even Bill's photo behind Fight Nanny's got hair.
Yeah.
That doesn't even look like Billy Burr.
Wow.
By the way, Bill Burr also in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yep.
And there's he was in Breaking Bad too.
Yeah.
That's weird. Right. I forgot about that.
Bill SAG Award though for Bill. Sorry about that.
Because he wasn't in the last season.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he was.
Who knows
was.
Why they picked those people? I think it's just the finest of the fine. So.
He's also in The Mandalorian.
You know who's on Westworld now?
There's Bill Burr.
Is Bill Burr?
Yeah. Look at him.
That is amazing.
Who's on Westworld now? We're just ignoring Aaron.
Sorry. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. So it's cyclical, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That new trailer actually looked kind of cool for Westworld.
Yeah. When does that come out? I haven't even seen the new trailer.
Next year.
That's a long time. Oh, I did see the trailer. Because they're like all out now. I forgot that they all escaped.
It just says 2020, nothing else. So. Probably first quarter 2020.
Even Bobby Lee has abs in this picture.
Bert doesn't look like that either.
I think those are like low ribs.
Yeah, those aren't
like,
abs.
Those are spare ribs.
Those are full abs. Those are his spare, like he doesn't need them?
Nah. Chinese spare ribs.
That's how my baby looks, like her boobs on top of her rolls. He has a baby body.
He's a giant
baby.
Yeah.
He feels like a giant baby.
He has that eager childlike look too.
Did you watch that video of him hitting Sam's Parks?
Yeah.
It's so funny, isn't it? What? Have we watched that on the show of him hitting Sam's car?
Yeah, Bobby Lee T-boned Tripoli's car in the parking lot.
I didn't just learn about this the other day on someone else's podcast.
No, I don't think so. Doesn't look like it.
I think that'd be fun to be so rich like Bobby Lee that you just can just smash motherfuckers' cars if you just like, just over nothing. Like, oh, you drank the last coffee? Cool. And then Bobby Lee gets in his car out in the parking lot and smashes somebody's car.
Knowing him, like, he does stuff like that. He gets parking tickets.
That's why Ari had to fucking check that chin.
I could see him doing that because it's blocked and he wants to leave.
Yep.
Like, to make a point.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
And then drive off. Fully drive off.
This is the aftermath.
Totally,
it doesn't show
it. Prius.
But what happened was, apparently Bobby got out of his car but left it in drive. And it just went like that right in his door.
It's the Prius, right?
Sam's yelling. I'll pay for it.
What is that when you wear a sweatshirt but you push the sleeves up on your sweatshirt past your elbows? It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
That would drive me nuts too.
Like I have a thermal sweatshirt on, but you know my forearms are just they're just really overheated.
Is
it bad? Did he already fix his car?
His door's fucked up. Yeah, it like makes a crazy sound when he opens it.
Now, what's Bobby doing here? Is he arguing with Sam? Like,
he's
saying,
he's apologizing.
He's basically saying, "I'll pay for it."
All I heard him say was, "I'll pay for it."
Look at his door.
Sam's yelling as usual.
His door is fucked up from another incident.
Because he doesn't care.
No. Matter of fact, because he doesn't.
But I bet, like, in his car, he's crazy. I thought it was on purpose. Just
I don't think I
could
drive with him. I've tried to text Bobby Lee, but he doesn't.
Oh, he's the worst.
Oh yeah, he is.
I don't even know why he has a phone.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the guy, but he is one of the most flakiest.
I heard he doesn't text very well, and then I called.
He won't even show up to his own funeral.
And then I said we're not friends anymore, and I erased everything I knew about him from my phone.
He said on his podcast that he got a ticket recently for driving playing Candy Crush on his iPad, and he told the cop it's a Tesla and it's an automatic drive, and he's like, "You're driving a Prius." And he's like, "No, it's automatic."
That's so dumb. That's so dumb.
Like, that's so scary. He just had it like up like this, blocking the road.
That's like Sam. That's a Sam move. Yeah, that's some.
At least Sam's on a phone, I guess.
He could get somebody.
Sam is making a flyer. He was driving us to the. We were going to the boxing match or something at the. Where were we going? The Forum.
The Forum. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to watch HBO boxing at the Forum. We got cheap tickets at SeatGeek, and we'll bring that up. But
he kept kind of swerving and stuff, and we were like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?" And I look at his phone because I'm in the front seat; he's in the back seat.
He's cropping photos.
He's making a flyer.
I'll get
for a show that wasn't like for like weeks.
I'll speak tersely to an Uber driver if they're fucking about with their phone. Motherfucker, your time is mine right now.
Well, we made him stop, and I got in the driver's seat, and we put him
in the trunk. We put him in a trunk. But we did get our tickets to SeatGeek.
It's funny, though, when he's not driving, he doesn't care. But he's not on the phone. He's talking.
He goes to sleep.
It's crazy, yeah.
He goes to sleep.
SeatGeek?
Yeah, SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10 off your first tickets you buy for anything. And we went to that boxing thing. We got tickets for like $6.
Wow.
Yeah. Went to see the Clippers a couple
of weeks. One of them been free. Yep. So $10 off. Any concerts coming up, any kind of event at all, tickets are guaranteed. You're not going to get ripped off. And they also tell you, they'll literally tell you, this is a good deal, this is a bad deal. The red seats aren't the best deal. You can feel free to buy them, but the green ones are better. So go to SeatGeek. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10 off. And get the app wherever you are. It'll tell you what events are around you, what concerts are coming up. I'm definitely going to use this to go see the Black Crowes, who are back together. And they're going to be at the Troubadour, of all places. See what those are. Black Crowes at the Troubadour. That's a great venue.
I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd touring, which I thought was suspicious as they all died, every member.
I was going to say, how the hell did that
happen?
They're
at Sandia Casino next month.
What?
Wow.
It says they're playing the Forum, Jason? Or you say there's another?
Black Crowes are also playing at the Troubadour. That's the one
that'd
I really want to
show. Yeah, I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers there.
Do you know when that is?
I don't, actually. I just heard about it last night. I know they're at the Staples Center or Forum. And they're doing all the shit.
They might not do ticketing. Does the Troubadour do ticketing through websites?
I don't know. Maybe it's just their own website. But I would imagine that you can get these on
the
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
I heard they have stuff there.
Yeah, so thank you to our good friends at SeatGeek. I continue to use their product because they've never done me wrong.
They're the best.
They really are. So go to SeatGeek. Thank you for that. You have a very dangerous job.
I do.
Not the acting side of it, but when you do all the stunt work.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
I thought you meant fighting you. That was
being,
the dangerous part.
Jason's bodyguard has also got...
I'm his bodyguard, and that is a dangerous job.
It's dangerous to have Jason for a bodyguard.
Yeah. Because
you're wholly unsafe.
Yeah. Protecting him.
I'm also a tooth chipper, bitch.
You got to protect him now and yourself and from himself.
He basically pays me to beat people up.
Yeah, it looks like he's paying you to beat people up.
Yeah, well, that's... I was just showing him
he was saying,
one
here's
of my
how
moves.
To disarm you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What you see, didn't
you
see right
see
after
give,
that,
you
yeah.
see him give a thumbs up?
Yeah.
You're, like, that's you're doing it right. Okay. He's coaching
yeah.
you.
Yeah, see, I'm like, okay. You got it. A little more pressure. I mean, there's some things I would tweak with your technique, but overall, you were great.
Thank you.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
You know, little by little. Have you seen the UFC lately?
You mean
the fighting championships?
Yeah.
is it true that I heard Cowboy and McGregor is signed? Is that real?
I don't know if they've signed. I've heard they have. Then I heard they haven't.
Then I heard Nick Diaz was going to beat the brakes off of.
Oh my God!
Masvidal.
Did you guys watch that interview?
I didn't. I just saw a clip of it where he's like, "You can't fucking."
When he didn't know what irony meant or something?
No, Nick Diaz did Ariel Helwani's show, and he's wasted, and he's just like mumbling and like super depressed, and it's
really?
A nightmare.
And he says to George, you can't say that you baptized that's my little brother, that's my blood. You're already fucked if you fight me. Yeah. Like he got like that.
Yeah, he got oddly like upset about
the Masvidal will beat the fucking tar out of him.
Oh, I don't know.
You think Nick
How
Diaz
dare
has
you?
Still got
How
it?
How dare you?
I mean, he hasn't fought in, what,
and
5 years?
He lives
he probably fought last night 4 or 5 times. You don't know what he's doing. He's putting work
that
in the
is
streets,
true.
Man.
That is true. I bet he does fight
Look at
lot.
That. Look at the look he has in every picture. You think he doesn't fight every single day?
I tell you, I would not want to fight that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want him mad.
Ariel's trying to counter his frown with a smile. Can't do it.
He looks angry.
Ariel, he always looks like somebody just farted around him.
Who, Nick?
No. Ariel Helwani.
And he's excited about it?
No.
Yeah, what do
you think? He always kind of has this, like, this kind of look.
I love Ariel Helwani. I don't know him at all. But I love him because he's a nobody dude 5 or 7 years, whenever it was that he came on the scene.
Yep.
Banned from going to UFC events. Yep. But he was a journalist major that made a job that didn't exist before.
And, true.
You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing when you hear about a lot of people are like,
and trustworthy with his info.
I can't do it because of this or because of that or because of whatever. And like, there's a dude that there was no job that was like that that existed, and he designed it himself.
And I think that's why Dana hated him, because up until then, you couldn't get information about the UFC as a fan unless Dana White said so.
Correct.
And he started being like just reporting.
Yeah, he's held the torch real well. I really like what he's done. Yeah.
Sure has.
I know what you're saying. Like Red Band. Like Red Band just started doing it.
Exactly.
And then it became a job.
Yep.
That's a way to find happiness. I
mean, you hear a lot of people as I've been going through life like that bitch about what's not there. Or, oh, if we had that when I was a kid, it's like, what are you doing for kids now? Like, what have you built now? Like, whatever it is that you're upset that's not there, fucking build that thing, man. Like, that's dynamic. That changes.
Yeah.
Changes
lives. Don't make it about the results. Just do it. Make it about the work.
Yeah. Especially now with the internet. Like, everything's an option.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up with no internet.
Well, now it's good.
Remember when someone would just show up at your house, like, knock on your door?
That's so good.
The phone would ring. You wouldn't even know who was on the other side.
Or the window.
Yeah. Like now I go, hey.
Caller ID was a big thing.
That was
huge.
When that happened.
Answering machines were a big thing.
Fuck.
Answering machines were a big thing.
What's next?
Pranking? You can't prank call anybody anymore.
Teleport?
You can't prank phone call anybody anymore.
You can, but if you do that, you've researched enough and you're going through a computer and a router, you're a creepy fucker and you should open your veins.
Fucking
scumbag.
But it used to be a fun goof, just like randomly call somebody in the phone book and just fuck with them. That's how bored
that was
we were.
A genre of comedy.
That was. It actually was.
Yeah, like what was
Jerky
the
Boys?
The Jerky Boys, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
They were great.
That was very fun.
That was around Andrew Dice Clay time when he was really blowing up and doing stadiums and shit. That was that same kind of arena.
Right.
Stern. God, I miss Pete. Stern used to play those. Those great prank calls.
Did he?
Yeah, Stern used to. Remember Richard and Sal used to do all those prank calls? They'd still do them, I think. But they were.
Yeah, that's right. They used to. And all morning radio shows used to prank call people. Yeah. That used to be a thing.
Yeah. And so then they would try to turn it up in some areas and they'd be like, talk about a cheating spouse or something. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, you guys are straight at 7 a.m. ruining relationships right now. Like, this is fucking sketchy.
Yeah. Who's the, speaking of UFC, I'm going to talk about that. The heavyweight just fought and won. The guy who's like, my balls was hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Derek Lewis
wants to beat the fuck out of what's his face from the NFL, the woman beater.
Did you guys hear his speech the last fight?
Because
it was better than that
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy. I hope he does. I hope Lewis beats the fuck out of Greg Hardy. I hate Greg Hardy. I hated him in the NFL.
He just and lost now I, last weekend.
He was an NFL player?
Oh, he was good NFL player.
Yeah, very good NFL really player. Good. And then he got kicked and banned out of being in the NFL for
because he beat up his wife?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then threw her on a bed full of guns.
What?
Covered in guns. Yeah. And like wouldn't let her leave. So basically he got for like
kidnapping.
All that shit.
Wow.
And then I believe... And like intimidate, she dropped the charges, and I think he was intimidating her about it, and then so she dropped all the charges and shit, and then the NFL kicked him out for good.
Think about it this way, maybe. He loved her enough that he was protecting her, showed her all the guns he had to protect her. And
maybe she can only sleep on guns.
You don't know. She could have a disorder.
Yeah, maybe she can only fall asleep if she's laying on AK-47s and assault rifles.
Uncomfortable, I would think. But maybe for her, that's the thing. It's just like drinking pee. Some people got a penchant for it.
You get a taste.
It's how you grow up.
You get a taste for it. If that's how you grow up, sleeping on guns, well, then I take it back. What a sweet man.
Greg Hardy.
He lost Saturday.
Well, I want to see him get beat the fuck up.
So you don't want a decision. You need like a knockout.
I want to see him get him beat the fuck up.
How did he look Saturday against Volkov?
I didn't watch it. He just lost crying after.
Oh, God. Poor God.
Yeah, he was very emotional.
Here we go.
After.
Here are the numbers.
I didn't watch this card.
I actually didn't watch this card either.
Dominated.
Look at the experience difference with Volkov and Jesus.
It's crazy.
Well, they're finally not giving him tomato cans. His first like three fights were like nobody.
Well, I think that a lot of it is all that press. They're like, well, let's tip it this way.
Like, I don't know why Dana is pushing this guy so much. I guess because they need heavyweights.
I think it's like a heel. He's like a heel in wrestling. Yeah, they want a heel. Yeah.
I get
yeah.
it. Well, he's definitely want to watch him lose.
I love. Did you listen to Three Mics to Neil Brennan's?
No.
I think it's one of the smartest comedy shows I've ever seen.
I saw it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I love how he talks about. He's like, yeah, they just. He's talking about Ray Rice. He's like, all I see is that there's murderers on the football. They're yeah. all murderers, yeah. and there's a kicker, and there's a quarterback, and then it's like 15 murderers, yeah. and that's it. And all I hear when they do something bad is that so-and-so was doing football at a time when he wasn't supposed to be doing football.
Yeah, he was doing football stuff, but he should have just been doing elevator stuff.
Riding in the elevator stuff.
Should have been doing elevator stuff and was doing football stuff, but he should have been doing
elevator
stuff.
That guy writes jokes so well. He's such a good joke writer.
He's really something, man.
Smart guy.
What did Lewis's?
You watched that fight though, but could you not hear?
We couldn't hear it. Yeah, because we're. So I can hear anybody's interview.
The guy he was fighting had like a scar right here.
Yeah, it looked like he got stabbed in the chest.
Oh yeah, he did. He'd been stabbed several times.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he said, "I was trying to stick my thumb in that booty hole on his chest."
I didn't hear the booty. I heard booty hole, but I didn't know what.
We rewound it because we're like, wait. And he goes, "But it was too slippery." And he goes, "I was trying to raw dog it because no one likes being raw dogged in the ass."
He's so funny. He's so
and it was,
funny.
We're dying. We're like, that's we just be gets better
that.
And better that in his amazing. Speeches.
I bet they'll never let us
that
play
was like
that.
After when Diaz's fight was over,
yeah,
and everybody wouldn't shut the fuck up around me. I was like, this is maybe the best
hear.
Part. Right
I know.
Now.
I was so mad.
That's
at
what I hate about like watching at bars. Like,
yeah, well,
I want to hear
Sycamore.
The
I can't.
Yeah, you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, you missed the booty hole.
I always do.
And that's beauty.
I always do.
No one likes to be raw dogged in the ass.
I don't know if that's true or false.
That's false. I mean, from reports I've gotten in the streets, that's just not true. There's a lot of folks that do enjoy that.
I don't not like it.
I've heard about some ladies even say they have a G-spot inside their ass.
I think he was just saying you need to be lubed up.
I like how eagerly you said,
I have an elemental
G-spot. You just need to be lubed up. You don't need to dry, is what he was saying.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. He's just saying don't go dry.
Also, vomit works.
And blood.
Do you want to listen to this?
Vomit would give you such a bad UTI that is so gross.
On your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get UTI in the ass. Just kidding.
UTI in the ass? I don't know if we can play it without getting in trouble.
Yeah,
talks booty hole running from
prison. Yeah, I know.
That's the greatest sentence of all time. Derek Lewis talks booty hole and running for president.
And lighting black people.
I don't know what that last part means.
I think
and it makes
means,
me uncomfortable.
It's probably he's saying you need a different kind of light to set him apart from the background.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Good point.
That is a good point.
I take pictures with some friends.
I just see
like
a hat floating in the air.
Hey, I got to go take a piss. You want a refill?
I'll take some more piss.
Ew.
You really guzzled it too, man. Ugh.
I can't believe you didn't feel
have
a little bit
Have you tasted piss
later.
Before, Johnny, or no?
No, I haven't.
No, you no.
I was like, I'm not Johnny, but
I would imagine it was acrid. Like, it's got probably a bite to it.
Well,
right?
There was three different flavors. Red Bands was the worst. Yeah. What?
I would think that Red Bands would maybe be the thickest and most nourishing in that
there was
way.
A frog
syrupy
in it.
Aspect to it, maybe.
There was a frog in it. I don't know if he peed a frog or the frog just found his way into that swampy fucking pond he calls piss.
You know, that makes sense because Red Bands got that can-do attitude, and so I'd imagine that frog just, I mean, he's starting his own environment.
He's got that shouldn't-do attitude. By the way, he should be here any minute.
No way.
Unless you forgot.
El Brion.
He had McDonald's the night before.
He lives in fucking Burbank,
he
too.
Said that.
I
and
come
he goes
from
to
the
bed
beach.
At like
he can
four.
Walk. He can walk here.
I come from the beach, Brian. Where the fuck are you at?
Have you been to his new studio yet? Since
no.
you've been to town? It's great.
I don't get invited anywhere, you know.
Well, you invite everywhere.
Oh,
you're
that's
but you're always
busy.
Just in New Orleans.
I just say no a lot.
On the Millennium Falcon or wherever the fuck you're
oh, I can't wait to. You know, I had a Millennium Falcon when I was a kid.
So did I.
So nice, man.
So now are you not going to watch it until you see it with your mom tomorrow?
Right. That's right.
It's tomorrow, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I pick up my mom
nuts.
After
I don't
want
to have
then,
to see it so bad.
No, I'm taking things in such short bites right now that it's like I just get through the day. Okay, I got to come here and I got to see Jason today and then I got to get my and it's like I'm just going hours in advance and then after that I got to go and go shopping and get grocery like right. Yeah, so I'm not getting out too far. It's just keep it all really close and simple.
And also just to plug it, tell people where they can see it.
The Mandalorian?
You can only see it on
I
Disney.
I think it's just on Disney. And so Disney's got this new streaming app now, and that's the only place you can see it. And also all the Marvel. I mean, all that shit's gone from Netflix by today.
I'm surprised you don't have it as such a big Disney fan.
Well, now that you got a kid, you're going to need it.
Yeah, but I have all the Disney stuff.
That's true.
It's time to get in the school what's happening now and get rid of your cassette tapes and your VCR tapes.
But I have every and a lot of it's on Netflix.
DVDs aren't going to play anymore. We're done. We're done with that.
They're on DVR. I mean, they're everywhere. They're on Netflix.
So here's my question. The Mandalorian, there's some murders in it. Mm-hmm. And it's Disney. And now Disney's got Marvel, and there's some murders in Marvel stories as well. Yeah. Is Disney, that is this homegrown Mickey Mouse wholesome channel, going to have to change their branding from mouse ears like to like a M16 on there? Too? Like what? Because it's fucking Disney, and that means something to people that are our age, right?
Yeah,
it is crazy.
And now they're going to have rated X.
They've always had always had a branch called Hollywood Pictures where they would put out more adult stuff. Yeah.
They should do
what were some of the things they put out on Hollywood Pictures?
God, I don't know offhand.
Cake Fart Boss, the reality show.
Oh, I like that.
I'm gonna go to. I was telling my buddy last night. Oh, I'll wait till you get back. I want to tell you this.
Let's just be silent really until Tate gets back. Really pressure him.
guys, you want to make some money? Go to BetTSI. Use the code PUNCH25. And what does that get you, Johnny? 25
free betting cash.
$25.
Oh, they did the Sixth Sense.
Interesting.
Was one of Hollywood Pictures.
Interesting. Oh, I love that movie.
Scared the shit out of me.
It was great.
I was like 12. I went to see it with the Carolina Panthers. We were in Spartanburg where they have training camp at Wofford. And they were all in the theater at the same time, and you never heard like a loud, just the most disruptive scene ever. They're like, "Oh shit, he's dead!"
So annoying. Oh my God. I hate theaters.
I bet
when that happens. Yeah. But then it's like exciting because you're probably a fan of theirs. Yeah, annoying.
I got him to sign like a popcorn bag or something. I don't know.
You probably could bet of whether they're going to talk during the entire movie or not.
I don't know what kind of odds you would get on that. Probably
not very good.
Yeah, not very good.
Do you still have the popcorn bag?
No. I haven't seen it since the day it got signed, probably.
Your mom threw it away. She's like, "What is this piece of shit?"
Yeah,
right. Signed by every Carolina Panther. Last night was interesting game.
That was.
I bet anybody that took Seattle won money because they were underdogs.
Is he stuck?
One, two, two. They're is he locked up?
I got it.
Don't let him open it with his lightsaber. So go to BetTSI, use the code PUNCH25. They get you $25 free bucks to gamble with. They will double anything you put in up to $500. So throw $500 in there and you have 1,025 American or Canadian dollars. I don't know how it works in Canada, but you can also get on board in Canada as well. And hell, man, NFL, there's a lot of stuff you can bet on. You can bet on Derek Lewis.
Russell Wilson being the MVP of the league. What do you think? There's a chance.
There is a small chance, but I'll tell you what. Lamar Jackson looks incredible.
God, does he?
Did you see that run he had?
Yes.
Show Tate that. Look this up. This kid is special when it comes to the NFL quarterback. Won the Heisman Trophy 2 years, or won it 1 year, and the next year put up even better numbers and didn't win it. And now he's the quarterback of the Ravens, and man, is this kid good.
What goes into winning the Heisman Trophy if he's even better the next year and then doesn't win it?
Well,
there's some political aspect to it.
Yes, because it's very rare for somebody to win it 2 years in a row, and somebody else had a pretty decent year, but he was even better the year after he won the Heisman Trophy, and now he's just absolutely lighting up the NFL. I think he'll be the MVP. Watch this run, and he's a quarterback too. Watch him!
Wow!
And just blows by everybody. Look how fast this guy is.
He's so good at avoiding contact, too. That's why I think he's actually going to last as a runner, because he doesn't get hit a lot.
He doesn't get touched.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He doesn't get touched, and he can throw the ball. He's great. So I think he'll be MVP.
Yeah.
And you can bet on that.
And the Ravens are good, man.
At our good friends at BetTSI. I think AFC-NFC championship games, I think it's going to be Ravens-Patriots.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it's going to be Niners and...
That's tough, yeah.
Vikings,
wow. Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
They're built for the playoffs. They can run the ball. They don't need to throw, and they have a good defense.
Dalvin Cook, he's staying healthy. We'll see.
That's January football right there.
Dalvin Cook stays
healthy. Did you play football growing up, Tate?
I played 4 games of football in high school.
What position did you play? All of them?
I think it was a defensive tackle.
Were you always big? I mean, I know you're obviously always tall.
I played so that I wouldn't get expelled from school because I beat up a kid in gym class.
Well, how's that work? They say like, hey man, we'd love to be on the football team.
Because the principal was also the varsity football coach. And
that has to be this whole, everything you're saying has to be illegal, Tom.
that's not cool.
Tom Atchison. Yeah, he.
Give his full name.
He,
yeah. Well, I imagine he died that day.
Look him up. Look up.
I imagine he died that day. Wait, that's who you beat up, or that was your principal?
No, that was my principal, and he was a nice guy, but he's like, hey, I'm not gonna call your parents. We're not gonna make a big deal of this. Think you straighten your life out, get on the team, and so I go. Okay. We'll see. What do I got to do? He goes, well, just play this month or whatever. And so I did, and that was that.
And to see if you like it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't like any of it. There's no part of it I liked. I didn't like. Yeah,
I'll tell you a true story.
I mean, one of the guys I beat up was a football. Legs that I didn't. Yeah.
Very similar thing happened to me. This is 100% true story. I've talked about
it. It was too clicky or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't available for that kind of a social structure.
I played basketball in high school. Being in the Midwest, you know, basketball is huge in the Midwest. Yep. And it's one of the only sports you can do when it's like cold out.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not a lot of outside sports. Yeah. But when nobody wrestled.
Right.
So when basketball season would end, when basketball season ended, they would always try to recruit the basketball players. And my coach, the wrestling coach, wanted me to wrestle because I had a weight class that was very desirable. You could only wrestle me if you had no legs or full-blown AIDS.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, fuck, right. Always skinny.
I remember
but you being as tall and Lanky. Long as you are, I bet you'd have been a motherfucker.
I know.
Because you'd been 115 or 120 or something.
125. Like, yeah. So I didn't want to wrestle.
At what height?
Like 6'4 in heels.
Not really. How tall were you in high school?
6 foot. In high school?
At 125.
No, it was probably 140.
Okay.
But I'm saying, what I would have wrestled at.
Yeah, you could have wrestled down
5'11 maybe. But
the way they cut weight in high school, by the way, that's not healthy.
They cut a lot of that out.
They were always wearing trash bags and spitting and
that's
all
how it was
day long.
High school.
You think in your growing time, too. You're already drinking Mountain Dew and eating McDonald's, whatever. You're not doing yourself any favors nutritionally. And then you're going to go ahead and go into the starvation mode every week sometimes. Like, it's a trip. So they changed all the laws around that to try to be more helpful to kids. But
yeah,
it's a trip.
So I didn't want to wrestle, but similar to your story, he's like, come out once just to one practice. If you don't like it, I'll never bug you again about this shit. So I'm like, fine. The coach was also like my PE teacher or something like that, you know, or a health teacher. Yeah. I go, fine, I'll come out one day. One day, so I go, and there was this kid who's a little person named Brian.
A wrestler?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Little guy. But guess what? He brings old Skinny Johnson in to tune up his midget.
How have you never told this
I
before?
Love that.
Right? So I'm like, I didn't want to be there on a Saturday. Now I got to fight a midget?
How'd it go?
It was way cooler than you thought because then it dawned on me. Wait a minute! Now I get to fight a midget without going to jail again.
Did you get dominated?
Yeah.
Well, you know, first you got to get down, and then he gets to practice his midget moves on you. But then he got to flip a script, so then I got to, you know, get
right
a giant head in his headlock, and he's whipping around like a sack of potatoes. It
giant
was fun.
Head in a headlock.
Who would you say got the better of the exchange?
Probably him.
Yeah.
But I mean, he'd been practicing a lot. I'd never
of
wrestled
course,
before.
He probably had to fight forever.
And, you know, he's hard to get a hold of. He's real fast. It's like a greased pig, this guy.
I want to like that.
But
no limbs to grab. Everything's just like...
Yeah. Needless to say, I never showed up again. God, that's the only reason you got me in there. And he never had to really wrestle because no one was in his weight class.
To tune up his midget.
No one weighed whatever his head weighs. You know what I'm saying? It was just
a forfeit whatever. Every week. Yeah. The 90-pound
He might have been undefeated. And I don't think he ever had to wrestle.
So that was your foray into combat sports. And then you decided Taekwondo is for me.
I was already doing Taekwondo at the time. At that point in time, I was already still in Taekwondo.
Did you have to fight the urge to spinning back kick him or anything like that or no?
Well, Taekwondo is so different than wrestling. You can't.
Right,
everything I knew didn't count.
Imagine
it's not like BJJ.
Target of his head. Well, you can't kick to the head. You can kick to the head in Taekwondo. You can't hit.
Yeah.
You can't punch because that would be dangerous.
Well, you can. You can punch.
Spinning wheel kicks to the head, but you can't punch to the head.
Only because we won't get kicked. I don't want to get kicked off YouTube again. I would fight you right now live on camera.
That wouldn't get us kicked off YouTube,
actually.
No, guys.
Look at that.
That wouldn't get us kicked off
YouTube. We know the rules.
Go to BetTSI. Put money on me dying.
We already did that one, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Put money on me dying.
Remember when he, broke your rib?
So
he did. He pretended. That's not true.
I texted you. I think you cracked my rib, and you texted me back. You're a pussy.
And all those things are true.
By the way, we're on your side with this. He asked for it. It's not like
I didn't ask for it. I had him in a compromising position, and then he defended himself nicely.
Laugh.
Which was the rewind?
Kimura.
Okay.
He would laugh, and he'd be like, "Oh God."
I didn't recall, but yeah, you could be right. You know, you should fight Earl Skakel.
No, Earl and I get along great. Oh, by the way, the best is when you go. He walks up to Earl. He walks up to Earl and he goes, "That's a nice coat you got." And Earl goes,
Earl has coats that are my size.
Earl goes, "Please don't. Please," he goes, "give it to me." He goes, "Please don't take my coat.
I've got two of his jackets." And they're like, $12,000 jackets.
Yeah,
they're like,
he only
John
wears designer.
Yeah, fancy.
What size shoe are you? No,
thank
man.
You,
please don't take my shoes.
I really like you.
Please
Earl.
Don't take
thank
my
you
shoes.
For all that. I saw him. He's sporting a very nice beard these days.
Yeah, Earl looks great. I love Earl.
Had Dita eyeglasses on, which I know are about $1,000. Oh, I was almost grabbed those last night, but I was in a hurry.
Yeah, he needs to stop dressing up and showing up because
like
people like you.
It's like,
yeah.
I see him.
But it's like in Friday when Debo's coming on, he's like, I'm just going to tuck mine in.
Yeah.
I got mind control over Debo.
Oh, what a magical place that Comedy Store is.
It sure is.
Fuck.
So this is what I was going to tell you. I was talking to my buddy who has a son who I love very much, and he's a huge Star Wars fan. I think just got out of 8th grade, so he's a freshman in high school now. Huge Star Wars fan. Very excited to see you on your thing.
Is he from Chicago?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about you being in it, and he thought it was so cool that I actually knew you. And then I said, "Yeah, man, look him up. You know, look up everything that he's been in and all that." And he comes back to me and texts me, "Very interesting. He has a 90% death rate." Where does that even come from?
I love
from?
That he's got the numbers up there. That's awesome.
So
I need this kid to help me get a t-shirt going. I'm going to do like an old school concert shirt of all the tour dates, except it's going to be this movie on this date, this star
funny.
That killed me.
I actually have a
and
question.
That's
real
great.
Quick question about your latest death in The Mandalorian. Did you get stabbed in the ass?
What's my
that's
death?
What it looked
death?
Like you got
did
stabbed.
Did I even die? Yeah. When I saw the tape, I'm like, I don't even know.
That's exactly
if what
my question.
That day
yeah.
is what happened.
Because I don't.
Are they going to bring that character back?
I'm not sure you did.
Did I get stabbed, or did he just break my arm and stab me?
Do you remember where you got stabbed?
I remember Jon Favreau giggling and cackling and going, "It's going to go in his ass."
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I felt safe because I was like, Disney's not going to show that, John. You're a sick twisted.
It looked like it went.
But it's not going to make the edit.
No, it did.
So now there's stuff going in asses today on this show. I like it.
Well, maybe that's the next bag of bets.
I like this direction. Take a fucking knife in the ass. Yeah, those guys are putting guns in their butts.
Who is?
Fucking Legion of Skanks.
How much of that was because he's wearing a mask? Though. You know, he's a big I can't remember Pablo.
In the Boba Fett outfit.
What's his name? Yeah,
from Narcos.
Yeah, the guy from Narcos. Anyway, he's in the outfit the whole time.
You're to be in the outfit if you are from the Mandalorian race. You're never to take your helmet off.
Right, I understand, but
I do believe they'll probably reveal the star.
No, but what I mean is for all the action you guys did, was he in the suit for that?
No.
Okay.
That's a.
Okay, I'm just curious. Yeah.
There's two because
there's
guys
a lot of really physical stuff.
They were super talented dudes. Yeah.
It's very physical.
Not that he's not, but he's yeah.
It's a crazy. It's like
I can't wait. I'm watching it tonight.
It's wild.
I'm watching
it's a really
yeah.
wild fight. It's so good. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll watch it tonight.
Yay!
So 90% death rate. How think of all the ways that you died. All the ways that you've died, and who killed you?
Yeah.
See if you can name them all.
I can't.
Affleck choked you out with a belt.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Johnny Depp shot you with an arrow.
Okay, yeah.
In Lone Ranger.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Schwarzenegger shot you in the face and ran you over with a bus.
Well, that was a different, yeah, not Arnold, but one of those stars in that, yeah. Denzel
put glass through your chest.
That was good, too.
Myself with the rock.
You killed yourself in the head with a rock.
Yeah, that was, oof.
Breaking Bad, you got shot by a machine gun by Walter White.
Yeah.
John Wick.
John Wick, you got shot in the head by Keanu Reeves.
Beard drag.
Beard to the table.
They call it, yeah.
That's
sort of arm drags and leg drags. The beard drag to the table.
One of my moves.
Double tap to the head.
What else you got?
What else?
Well, Mandalorian, maybe not dead.
Maybe or maybe
Pascal,
not in this latest.
Oh, fucking
Jurassic World I live.
You did live in Jurassic World. As
two
far
guns,
as know,
I take a headshot.
You got a headshot and two guns. You also get, was it Denzel and Wahlberg, who gets you stampeded?
Yeah, that was in Two Guns.
Yeah, you get ran. Stampede runs you over, right? Fuck.
Yeah, there's been a, there's been several. In Jesse was a nice Disney show I was in. I got to live.
You were in a Disney show. That's
what about
cute.
Waco?
What were you
what
on there?
Waco, I go to prison.
Okay, yeah, I forgot
alive.
You were Waco.
Because I was one of the guys that actually, my character did go to prison, and I think he's free now, but they couldn't reach him for comment on the show. But what a crazy show Waco was. I forgot about that. There's a guy that was actually a survivor of Waco that was there.
And I'd like to and then there cross was a, reference and make everything sure everything was like legit, like how it was.
Just kind of tell his story so people got the feel of it. But then there also the FBI, not interrogator, but the
negotiator
was there.
Cool.
Not always cool. Mm-hmm. Those two talked some, and it was less than cool.
I bet.
And like, oh, you know what happened? You were like. It's fucking, it's crazy, and I mean, what you think about what a haunting time in our history as a country, but then that these guys lived through it, you can see the, I mean, there's damage.
How couldn't there? So it got heated between
How couldn't there?
At dinner one night, yeah. Wow. But what a trip, you know? I mean, you're talking about people that burn people alive.
Well, that's what they deny. The government denies they shot
fire.
The FBI
is saying another thing, like, that's what came up of, like, who really started the fire. And
you can see, there's video, though, of it.
Yeah, it's a trip. Yeah. And then also, dude, the dude that survived, he left. He fled while there's burning people. The whole thing is loaded in misery, sadness, and horrible decisions.
Yeah,
from the top on down. But also how that was mired in, I mean, all the conspiracies that came up before, subsequently, and after that. You talk about Ruby Ridge. You talk about the Oklahoma City bombing. All those were conflated. They were all mired together in a big war against militias that were talking about the Bill of Rights and things like this, and then they all got deemed like psychopaths and right wing wacko racists after that happened. But there's a
what
lot of
is
thoughts
true.
Around it.
There's great video of Bill Hicks out there. Bill Hicks went out to the site of Waco actually while it was still going on and kind of did his own little news reporting thing. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'd love to see that.
Let me see if I can find.
I thought he was dead by that time.
No, he was out there actually, and he. Let's see.
Wild. The Waco siege.
Let me see.
Yeah, what a crazy time in our history. If you tell a kid now that wasn't alive there that happened, it seems unreal.
They would be like, in America?
It seems like you're telling a story. It's almost like if you watch House of Cards and you're like, holy fuck, that's crazy.
There he is out there at the.
And obey his voice, and you shall serve him.
It's a really kind of a weird sort of video.
I think what we're seeing right now is
he's got the Bible.
Heavily armed and heavily cleaving to his Lord.
They got like porta potty. There were just people camped out there, I guess, around the time of the siege.
Yeah, and then helicopter gunships came in, and it's crazy. He was like, you know,
Well, we know of a dirt road.
Because he lived in Austin, right?
Yeah. And he, you know, he.
Look at that hairstyle this interviewer has.
I know, right?
I think that's.
What a bad decision across the board.
I think that's Kevin Booth. I think that's his buddy that's still around.
God.
We don't even know if he's even in there, really. I doubt it.
So he went for jogs every day. He'd go running 5 miles, Koresh would. Like, they could have picked him up any time. They knew. Like, and they didn't. They waited until they could have just been knocking on the door. Hey, we just want to talk about these guns. You've been buying a lot of guns. What's up? It could have been the sheriff. The sheriff's like, well, it's customary. We just go knock on the door. And they go in there all tech gear up, and then they shot a couple of the dogs that were there, and then everybody started returning fire on them because they were now under attack.
And then you have a lot of these cases where they're not clearly identifying themselves, or they're, you know, not wearing.
There's one video I saw, I remember back in the day, this is in the 90s when I was watching it, and there was a video. I don't know if it's from some news camera or something, but the ATF or whomever, storming second story, they drop them off, go in, three guys on the roof, two guys run in, the third guy just strafes the room from the roof, like after his two go, like, so, you know, there's a lot of questions there.
Yeah,
they will never know because Epstein hung himself.
That's getting crazy, too.
Those things, Rogan loves those things.
I heard he's alive now.
I did hear that too. Well, I heard that.
I saw it on Tinfoil Podcast.
Today they said, or I saw something say that they didn't do a DNA test.
Are the Chans
up
yet?
They didn't do it
again?
What's that?
8chan and 4chan. Is that up again or no?
I'm not sure.
It's interesting.
Like.
Oh, you know they stopped the internet. You know, in a certain fashion.
It is That's back online thing. Actually. A week ago, yeah. It returned
Don't
a week
you,
ago.
Johnny, look up this. Have you seen this fucking shooting robot?
Oh yeah, but I think that's all. Over? I think it's CGI and shit because the guys that act in it, they're horrible movement specialists. You look at them.
Go
and
to
you look
hashtag
at, like,
astronomy.
The drop kick thing, right? He does.
Go to their. Is this it?
New robot soldier makes a new robot makes soldiers obsolete. By the way, in the Mandalorian, there's this badass
it's
droid
the same
in
robot.
The first episode. Yeah,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
looks
yeah,
a lot
basically
like this.
This robot.
This thing.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a CGI thing.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't think this is real at all.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's a
that's
CGI,
not real.
This is a
that's
CGI
real.
Robot
yeah,
that they
real.
Put in, and these guys are pretending to interact with it.
Yeah, you can
and
tell.
Pretending that it can tell the difference between a human and a target, and nobody would put themselves in a position in front of a gun with a firing fucking robot.
Right.
Like
with
this.
Steel
it's
targets,
insane.
Too. Right
I
there.
Would if it was in the bag of bats.
Yeah, that's not real. Just not quite right.
Yeah, no, it's not physics. Quite right. There's no follow through. Yeah. There's no, like, what is this that we're doing?
Interesting.
And he does a kick. Like, it just doesn't look real
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, look, there's
None
no dirt. There's dirt flying up when he falls. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That looks really good.
But it's
Why
coming.
Would somebody go to that coming. Much trouble to make this CGI when... How do they even make money
Dude,
with
there
this
are
thing?
A lot of fucking bored people out there. Just and it's got wait. 10 million
Have
views.
Have you seen
so.
The Photoshop things that are out there? I don't know if you know this, but yeah. there's a lot of people that just make up crazy shit.
Yeah, but that seems like that would take so much longer than Photoshop.
10 million views, though, dude.
There's guys all over that I know in the film business that all they're doing is looking at different ways to edit so they can make things look legitimate and real. Yeah. And the skill sets... on people that don't even have jobs in that field are
yeah.
fucking retarded. The novices of today are better than the experts of 6 years ago. It's just, it's insane.
When the technology's come so far yeah. down the
that you can do it on your
scale.
iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost, yeah.
Pretty much. That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't even think to even think that that would be fake.
Yeah, all fake. But well, look
but
at all
now
the other
that you
fake
point
videos.
All those things out, and it's very it seems.
Well,
really
there was
obvious.
Another one recently too that also had robots in it. It wasn't a combat robot though; it was just one of those Boston Dynamics kind of things, and it was also fake recently. So that
one of those robot butlers. Yeah. Remember when Rocky had a robot butler?
It was I know what it was. It was the one. Remember that? No. Yeah, I do. Yeah, remember that one a couple of months ago where they were kicking it like they do in those videos, and then it like flipped out and kind of turned the tables on them. That was fake too, and that's what made. I think it's probably the same people.
I don't trust
you don't
robots.
Remember that one? Okay.
Yeah, and I know there's stunt guys that are doing it in like mocap. Style and
yeah.
so they'll do it with a guy and then they put the skin of a robot
that's probably
over the guy
they probably
and that's
have
what's
a guy
going
there.
On
yeah.
and so they do it in a green screen and then they just superimpose it in a desert or whatever
yeah
is the company Boston Dynamics
I can't remember
it's because
like
it's
that.
the watermark on the videos is Boston
oh, well funny. Yeah that's probably
how we
yeah
know it's
that's probably how we know it's fake then yeah there you go Boston
yeah most people wouldn't catch that
but guess who caught it Aaron. Speaking of catching things, how's
yeah,
your how's your divorce going?
Oh my goodness,
he's getting
you
a divorce.
You catch divorce? Jeez.
Well, yeah.
Disease?
Well, no,
he caught feelings, and now he's trying to get away from them.
still getting a divorce?
No, we're great.
Ooh, that was not convincing.
We're not talking about this anymore.
That didn't sound very
what,
convincing.
So, burgers later or something, huh?
Redman texted he's not gonna make it. I'm like, oh really? No
oh,
shit.
Damn it,
there's only 20 minutes left of the show. Of course you're not gonna make it. Of course you're not making it. Tate, you ever cut your balls, shaving your balls? Let's do a little Manscaped action right now.
I have. I've clipped them before.
What's the dumbest thing you tried to cut?
And then one time I had shoulder surgery and I zipped my balls inside my zipper.
Oh.
And that was shit. That's
I've zipped my balls
like
inside my
zipper. About Mary.
You know, you got your arm in a sling and you're trying to... And
how do you get it out? Because isn't that
how it works? You got to go back.
Do you just do it real quick? Like a Band-Aid?
Yep.
Oh, man, guys.
Ugh. Yeah, that's bad.
Not
that's
like
a
having
a
bladed
one.
Vagina Bro. Every month, though. That would be a game changer for me. I would just not. I won't even know what to do.
I mean,
there's no way I would resign myself
if
this is going to happen
in
all the time. What about a Diva cup? Do you know about those?
Yeah, I don't like to like doing
save your blood.
No, I don't know. Like putting stuff in and stuff. Like I hate being probed.
Manscaped.
So,
you love
so to
this.
Me, that's like too hard. Like to like
this
you
is
close
than
it and put it in. Like that's too hard. I just need that tampon that slips right in.
That's
so the other one's there. Too much work.
Oh, then, yeah. Another one. That's womanscaping.
Woman.
I'm going to get you set up with this.
Okay,
why is there
what
nothing
happened?
For shaving my vagina on this?
You could probably use the same thing.
You gotta
Jeff has one. Try to use his.
Don't clip a lip. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Be careful.
That's what their slogan
don't want to do a lip
clip. Can you imagine zipping that up?
Yeah, oh, imagine zipping a lip up just that one errant labia that got caught in your zipper.
Errant labia.
I can't. Yeah. I don't think I could.
It's an ugly
unzip
idea.
It.
Yeah.
You just would live like that for the rest of your life.
Straight.
Wait till the skin dies.
I think I'd have to like ask for help. I don't think I could.
What's the dumbest thing, even including like adolescence, that you tried to like trim your balls with or any
what do
of
you
your
mean?
Pubes?
What else would
glass,
you
broken glass.
One of the dumbest.
Like scissors? Scissors?
That's not a good move.
That's what I'm saying.
Bowie knife.
When's the last time that your pubic hair was long enough that you could use scissors on it?
Never.
Right. I mean it's like that's a yeah. Who goes
Bobby,
full
regular
who goes full bush? I want to know who's going full Bobby right. Lee I would believe goes full bush. But Asian he probably has no bush.
Bobby Lee is one I'm going to have to
He has four hairs man, that are 6 yeah. inches long.
I'm going to have to get you on these because I swear to God, it's unbelievable.
I use they're a Mach 3. Is it better than a Mach 3?
Absolutely better. Absolutely better. And it's impossible for you to hurt yourself.
No mistakes. What I do now is I grip my balls so they stretch the skin, and then I get them with the razor, and it's just like shaving a couple eggs.
That
I get a tight grab on it. You don't want them to get away. They slip in the shower, Johnny. You know? You got to get a good grip on it.
I'm going to set you up, Tate, with a Manscaped. It's called the Perfect Package 2.0.
Yeah, it's great.
Which comes with
ball toner.
Absolutely. Oh all of this goodness. Stuff is great. And that razor is absolutely amazing.
It's the best.
Now, that's an electric.
Silent. Yep, silent. You can't even hear it. And waterproof, so you can, I mean, if you...
You can be in the shower.
Absolutely.
It's
that's
like,
how I do
like
it.
It's like if Apple made a razor. It's
you're shitting
like,
me.
Yeah,
it's great.
It feels
it's
like
absolutely
a high-quality...
great. Awesome. Absolutely
can
great.
Can you use it on your face, too, or not just only
you
balls?
Can. I mean, you can. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't if I were you, because if you get the 2.0, Manscaped 2.0 also comes with... A razor for your face, because who wants to do both? Who wants to use your balls right to your face?
Yeah.
Imagine if my ball hair was like my chin hair.
Maybe if I lost a bet.
Is attractive or no? What do you think?
Also includes
more oddity, preserver, curious, but not sexy.
Like that's what Ari needs, hair that long to cover up those monstrosities.
Those big dreidel curls.
Yeah.
Comes with ball deodorant. Comes with foot deodorant. Comes with crop refresher, which is really just your taint. Comes with all this stuff. It's absolutely great. Highly recommend. Our good friend Ryan Hill at Don Carlos Tacos hit me up, called me personally, and said, "Is it really great?"
I thought you meant like after, like this was phenomenal.
No, he called me and said, "Do you
before and
swear
after
by it? Do you swear by it, or are you just talking shit on the show?" And I go, "Dude, I swear to God, it's great."
Do we have before and after?
Ordered
picks
it, loves
on
it.
Here or no?
No,
they should. Have
I will
that.
Show you my balls.
They should have that.
I'm not lying.
Everywhere else they have before and after picks.
Yeah,
why not?
And it's pointless because I haven't because I'm not even getting laid. But it's the best my balls have ever looked. Best of balls I've ever looked.
I'd love to compliment you on them if I could get a gander.
After the show, after the show, I'll let you put your eyes on. I'll put my balls where your mouth is. That's how confident I am in Manscaped. So
tell
use
me
the code.
Difference between this and an egg.
Go to manscaped.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Pretty simple. Manscaped.com. And that gets you 20% off plus free shipping with the code PUNCHDRUNK at manscaped.com.
Hell of a deal.
And they call it the lawnmower.
The lawnmower, yeah.
Yep.
2.0.
I've been that. I've been a teen since I had something to mow that yeah.
It really is though. You feel confident. Like at first, you're like testing it. Like, oh, okay, is this going to destroy my nutsack?
Not at all.
That is very true.
Use an electric razor on your nuts.
You that can is now. Very, yeah, with this. Yeah.
That is very.
I love
true.
How you can give them a fade too. Like, yeah, it's amazing that they're.
Yeah. Carve your initials
like,
in it. Carve
kid,
your
kid and play. You know, get,
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
high top.
I know the guy that made the kid and play thing. He's also the guy that his name's Conrad Hilton. And he does. He's a hip hop dude
that does videos.
I met him with Jamie. Fox, he's hit one of his guys for a long time, and he's like, yeah, I kind of blew up back in the day in like 91. Kid and Play's haircut, that was my shit. And then every gangster and hip hop guy and player wanted to get there. I was
everybody,
like, what a crazy, and that's another thing, a crazy guy. Who knows a barber would blow up like that? You know?
Really. Yeah, you just got to do your job as well as you can and love
deep
it.
Deep dive in that job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got to like what you do.
By the way, if you want to see Jason's balls for yourself, you can check out our Patreon this week because when he was urinating in the shot glass, I'm pretty sure we got a nice shot of his testicles. So
and you know what? Keep him in there.
Patreon.com/punch.
You should have to pay for that.
Go to our
Patreon. That's right. That behind a paywall. Yeah.
Behind a paywall. Go to patreon.com.
Yeah. It's just going to spike
Punch
now.
Drunks. Go
so
to punch,
many new subscribers.
Go to Punch Drunks Patreon. Yeah. You will actually see my balls. Yeah. And that is brought to you by Manscaped because they look great. I don't have the kind of Ari's balls where it looks like he's got a goddamn sparrow's nest in his lap. Yeah. And the sparrow stole an avocado.
He's just blessed.
With one gigantic ball and another
that's more of a
semi-normal
curse,
ball. Yeah. It's like his one ball ate his other ball.
One is overcompensating for sure and got all the nutrition.
And then his dick is just, ugh.
It looked good last night, I got to say. I don't know if it was the temperature in the room or what, but...
It really matters, though. The temperature matters,
It does matter.
Temperature matters.
There was a little discussion about, did we just get kicked off YouTube now with the Kill Tony show because Ari walked around and strutted with his cock out, but...
Yes.
And then Joel Jimenez was excited about... He wanted to go get naked, too. He wanted to, you know, he wants to combat anybody's outrageousness, and so he's ready to strip down and get dick-free also.
I love that kid.
He's
I think he's hilarious, and I think he's very talented. He's a great drummer, and I think he's... Yeah. I love that kid.
He's really great. Jeremiah is amazing. Jeremiah's sister sat in for him last week.
I hate Jeremiah.
And she was wonderful. Have you seen Jeremiah's sister do Jeremiah?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, on the Kill Tony show, she sat in for him while he was out headlining across America, which I think is fucking phenomenal,
too. So it's really
too.
Jeremiah being a girl, isn't it? Or it's a girl.
No, there's a girl that's being his sister.
It's okay. It's I was like, what's really going on here?
She was blind when I saw her. I'm not sure.
Is that Patreon video going up to this week?
Yeah, and by the end of the week, I would say.
Okay,
Paul George is going to.
Do you like editing videos of the guys we do shows with balls?
No.
Is that your favorite part?
Well, actually, I blurred it out, and then I'm reconsidering it now since I just promoted it.
So. Now you got to get in there.
Now you got to go. You just wanted to re-edit.
Do not blur out my balls,
Johnny. You weren't
done. You have my permission to show my balls on the internet.
Okay.
Because I'm so proud of them, thanks to Manscaped.
Now, do you think that a lot of it is you had a good start just because you had a good, healthy set of Midwest balls to begin with?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I did get a
Seems
good
like
jump
a better
the
environment
gate.
Than like Florida balls would be like musty or like, you know what I mean? It's like you
Florida
can't grow in a climate
idiots.
Like that, you know?
It's got to be Midwest balls or nothing.
Then there's the t-shirt.
I like your idea for a shirt. So it'll look like a tour shirt. Like your face on the front and then the back of all the ways you got killed like tour dates.
That's pretty good.
That's a great
that's
idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I used to make fake merch. I used to have dumb band names.
Really? Because you go to all these, you're on a tour date that's extensive of actual clubs. So it's amazing.
Yeah, that's what we
you
should
used
do
to make
you.
Up fake
that's
shirts,
got, we should
huh?
Put that
that's
on,
odd.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do that.
I never
guessed it.
All your fake dates. You compile them.
What do you mean fake dates?
Well, I'm sorry. All your real dates that definitely
I'm
are real.
I'm in Glory, Glory, Hallelujah on the 4th of July.
Just have you ever been to the manhole? In Chicago?
I have been to the manhole.
I just walked by it. I saw. I enjoyed the name, and then that was all I thought I could handle, probably.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, I bet you do.
What was the other one? Oh, Cunt Cunt Goose. I'll be there. I have a lot of good real. These are real dates.
Printers, carefully here. Cunt Cunt Goose. Jesus
and guess God. What? Chicken Butt. That's where I'll be on the
Well, that's 50th the one. I was hoping to get tickets for that one, but...
Is that the full name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to say, guess what, first. Do you still do your pod?
I haven't in a while.
Pirate Life Radio,
it's been
right?
maybe a year. No, it's not been that long. It's been since April. Since I got, like, yeah, man, I got hurt and I just kind of didn't do shit.
Kinda
I've been just kind of, yeah.
But you're not like, going away with it, right?
No, I want to start it up. I need to get a studio. I need to get localized and just fucking push into it because it's something that I really enjoy doing. And I think it's a helpful thing for me
you're
to
good
be
at
expressive
it too.
Like that. Thanks, man.
Sure. I've done it a few times. Done it a few times. Yeah, you're really
you're
good
You're my
at
favorite
it.
Guest.
I don't believe that for one.
It's totally true. Minute.
I actually get my balls out next time we do it.
Well, we can hold off on that. I have a family show, so.
You should do a pod called Midwest Balls or Bust.
A nut.
Have you been watching the new 90 Day yet?
No.
What do you mean the new?
There's a What's new Just 90 Day Fiance new season. Which is not that? Like one of the
two
spin-off.
Two episodes in so
That's
far.
A show, 90 Day
Fiance. Oh, God, it's so
you need
good.
To
You'd
watch
love it.
It. All we do is convert people on the show onto 90 Day Fiance.
Did you
best
watch
thing
the,
on TV.
The only thing I wanted, I want. Here's my pod I want to do, and I don't know, maybe you can speak to the legality of this, but remember... where they would all the aliens would sit, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I want to do that with like the Bachelor or something like that, and just sit and watch because I trip out in a way that I've never seen humans before.
I think the way
I
to
didn't
do
know
it,
there was really people like that.
The way to do it is to just record your end of it and then let people sync it up at home and they can watch with you.
Yeah.
I think that would be the way to do it.
Yeah,
it sounds
you
like
need
it
to
will
do
never
that
happen,
to this.
But,
no, I think I.
You can do it.
Pete Holmes did it with movies.
Okay.
He did a thing where he sold these episodes where him and like a comic will watch a movie with you.
I love that.
Yeah, and
I think it's so fun.
It would be way fun.
Like, those are so fucking crazy. This sounds like a perfect show for that, yes. For my new show.
I love Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
so
me
tell me about 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, why don't you give a pitch here?
I don't even know how
did you watch the reunion?
We watched part one last night.
Okay, so you haven't seen
it. We still have three more hours because the reunion's 4 hours long.
What's your elevator pitch if you were to say, listen, Mom, you got to see this show. It's about...
Okay, so it's
I love how she does an elevator pitch to her mother.
It's these losers from America, men almost always, but or older women.
Good looking or no? Are they normal looking? Just whatever.
Wait, hold on.
Who is good looking?
Tim ain't a bad looking guy, right?
Tim is gross. Tim is disgusting.
Really? Okay. I can't
judge
his
hair is disgusting.
Is it?
Please pull him up. Please pull up Tim.
I mean, he's like well manicured.
This is the best looking guy on the show, but he's 100% gay, and Johnny won't admit he's gay.
Well, his girl said he's not gay. Like, definitely not gay. She says that.
She's not bad.
His girlfriend's hot. No, I'm not shitting on the people they're getting necessarily. No. I mean, get these hot people sometimes.
He looks dim.
Yeah, he's not.
But that's a freeze frame.
He seems like he's high all the time, but he's not.
Special, and
that's
you guys
what it looks
know
like.
It.
You know, he does engravings on pistols and stuff, like really nice
cool
grips and stuff.
So he's transgendered.
Yeah, right?
It says right here.
No, he's not. It says he addresses.
I've never seen a prettier man.
Look, he doesn't look normal.
Talk about ball-scaped. His face is
he is like a pretty boy for sure.
He's not cute.
Guys that do their eyebrows and shit, I just can't.
He gets his nails done.
Yeah. Or they get these. You ever watch Shamar on Criminal Minds? He's in SWAT or something now. But motherfucker, he's got the cleanest lines of his goatee. And first, it's a goatee, but like, god damn, it's too much. It's like a thing that you'd be nervous about.
So these people from other countries want to come to America, so they have 90 days to get married, and they meet the people. Oh. They have 90 days, and the people just want visas. They're brutal. They like. They're so mean to the people. Everyone except this guy because he's gay.
Right.
But everyone else, like these like young like guys have to fuck these like 60-year-old women.
Oh.
Yes, they're so gross.
She
talks about sex all the time.
If I had to pick who to fuck, I'm going to fuck that guy.
She's a nightmare to me.
Angela is her name.
God, her on the reunions too. She loves to fight anyone.
Oh, I know.
She just said to him last night on part one of the reunion, "You're going to miss my boobs."
Yeah. Ugh. And she waved bye to the bed. Did you see that?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to miss you. She's disgusting. Ugh. There's always one disgusting person.
Did you see the next day? The next day after they like had their fuck fest or whatever, there's handcuffs that are hanging from the lamp and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking monster can't break out of handcuffs.
No, you know how he described her? He said she was surprisingly agile, is what he said about her. Strong and agile.
Well for a big
Can you
woman?
Pull up Jenny for Tate? Jenny's something to behold.
Which one is she?
She's the other old lady eating the like 4 foot tall Samit.
Oh.
The one with the
They actually like each other.
I know, but she's not. Is she like somebody you would want to marry?
What's the compensation for these folks to incentivize them to get on the show?
Nothing. They don't even get paid well. It's like $1,000 an episode, and they all talk about how you don't even get paid well. And they all just look like losers. Like they just like get.
Is there love at the end of the road? I want to know that there's some love. They look happy.
They are.
But he's married in his other country, so he can't come here to be with.
But you know,
then you can't be on the show.
I'm.
If you're already married somewhere else, you can't be on the show.
What's the girl's name that converted to Islam?
She's actually cute too.
Islam?
Jenny and Samit.
You think she's cute? The young girl, Avery?
If you see photos of her not in her ninja outfit.
Okay, but she's gained 400 pounds and she's 19 years old.
But I'm saying she was.
This girl moved to Syria.
I would not
or
move to Syria.
Was trying to move to Syria.
I don't think that's a good move.
Yeah, look her up not in the ninjas.
I haven't heard anything good on the news about Syria lately.
When you watch, though, if there's love, they never make it to another season because they're not good.
Your type is what she looks like.
She looks sassy, like she's angry, and she's going to dominate you.
How hard do you think she's straining to make that face right there?
Yeah.
Look at that. Like,
how many times did she take that picture?
30.
That's like 14 shots.
She's
like, this is the best one.
Yeah.
That's her conversion. Look at that. Look how much different she looks.
Wow.
And this poor guy, he had never kissed a girl before he met this girl.
That's... That's true.
Yeah.
She looks like she dressed up like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's what they made. That was their wedding. That's what they made him wear during the wedding.
I'm going to be a Jawa for a wedding. You'd be a sand person.
At the wedding, they don't even ask the female if she agrees to it. They just ask the guy.
In the corner of the room.
They're just like, do you agree to marry this woman?
In the corner of the room.
Yeah, and she has to go sit over there quietly.
Oh, I wonder what her inner dialogue is while that's going on. That's an interesting story.
Well, she doesn't really care, but her mother was pissed. She was like, wait a minute, you're not even going to ask her? No, we don't ask women.
And then they had to, like, buy her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd she get? What'd she fetch?
Like
in the
$7,000?
No, it was like 14, wasn't it?
No, I think it was seven. Okay.
I don't remember.
She must know how to sew and type or something, huh?
What about the other guy that had to pay the dowry? What was his the bride price?
Oh, the African. Yeah,
what's that guy's name?
Oh, yeah, and he's giving her like $200. Yeah.
Well, he brought a bunch of like orange juice and shit over. That was like
to buy groceries.
She set him up amazing. For that. She said, bring my family groceries. They're so like he brings groceries, and then they're like, why did you bring us groceries? We need money.
I got Nigeria, right?
Yeah, she like set him up.
Wow,
Akini.
Yeah, I hate her.
Now is this a better?
They're all awful.
Is this
people.
A better show than The Bachelor?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Or
I'd
then,
say.
Then what? Temptation Island. That I saw that one.
That one's all right.
Isn't that all the Bachelors?
What
are
a crazy
go
plot.
To
yeah, don't watch
well, it's
it.
Couples, right? These yeah, couples that yeah. go in with a bunch of singles and try to
right.
test their
and
relationship.
The singles are like, I'm going to get your bitch. I mean, they're like so dirty stupid. About right. it.
It's such crazy. A bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. Yeah,
you go there with someone that you really love and all these girls are like, I'm going to suck your cock right now. And you're like, I would never let that happen. Honey, look over there. It's Elvis. And then you get yes. talking, hello.
I don't think you go on that show, though, if you're not kind of halfway out the door. I mean, why would you?
Yeah, because it's just going to end badly.
They all say... I've only seen it a couple times, but they all say the same thing, and they're like, well, we just figured we just want to test this, and if we can survive this, I'm like, that is silly.
That's dumb, yeah.
These are people from The Bachelor?
I'm down to watch it. Yeah, I want to do the interviews like Ariel Helwani does on these people and really fucking dig in their nets.
Because whoever always does the...
She's horrible.
The reunion show? Yeah, terrible. And also, like, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't mean to shit on her dreams, but I've never seen her
doesn't
anything
really
but
matter,
that.
But she's not... She doesn't ask questions that we don't know.
Yeah, it's very safe and
yeah, she doesn't
ask
the
shit I want to hear.
Yeah.
And this woman right here just keeps coming back
oh,
every
she's
season.
She's the best. She deserves
she's begging to get somebody to propose to her. Nobody
wants to,
yeah.
huh?
No.
Yeah, because she's a real handful.
She is. She
looks
cries
like maybe
every
two
5 minutes.
Every
cries.
5 minutes she cries about, like, I just want to be loved.
Handfuls, you guys.
Yeah. And she's got a sister.
She's got a twin sister.
No.
She looks good there.
What's up with that? Fucking face down.
That's
there.
Darcy. That's the
she keeps getting more and more plastic surgery after each episode.
I know.
Yeah, she keeps getting lip fillers. Like she was wasted in that interview, right? That's
holy
the one I
guac
sent you. Me and Johnny text off.
Anybody in the room gotten head from somebody with lips like that?
No.
No?
No?
No. I have not. Wait, you have.
Last
What's
time I got
time?
My
dick sucked. Why are you laughing
I said no.
like that?
I said no.
I was like, you're laughing like
it
you
looks
have.
Like it wouldn't be wholly unacceptable.
Yeah.
Last time I got my dick like sucked, that. It was illegal.
I don't need to hear the rest of that story.
Illegal?
No,
oh,
I mean
child?
Just blowjobs in general. I mean, not the way I got.
Not
it,
like
so.
You were a priest and
no. I don't believe in God.
That's when he's breaking up with her, right? Like over iPad.
So
yeah, it was FaceTime. He breaks up with her over FaceTime. It's so funny.
He's
so. I feel like right from that picture, she looks way out of his league.
She was, yeah.
He
kind of catfished
though, yeah.
her too. It was great. He like showed up.
No.
He was 30 pounds heavier than his photo. Yeah.
Did you see the movie Catfish?
Yeah.
Great movie. Yeah.
That movie, my friends, Rel and Henry, made that movie, and those are the ones that were the directors of the movie I was just in with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, yeah. That, oh. Catfish is really.
Yeah,
you,
they did that, and they did
really
Twitch. Machine Gun Kelly was in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly's a really good actor.
Dude, he's dope.
Yeah.
I saw him as Tommy Lee. I was like, holy, dude, you fucking killed it.
He's
like, that was amazing. Amazing.
He's got charisma, yeah.
And he's like, all those dudes are as cool as fucking advertised. They're just dope. To, like, really
that's cool, man.
Super.
But yeah, and this guy also, he only takes photos from this one angle. So all, you know, he looks okay.
That
like
guy
this
there.
Guy right here, yeah. See this photo?
Yeah.
That's his, all his photos his are angle. Exactly like from this.
And he's a Kardashian. He's a woman. Yeah.
Is Jeff's into it too?
Yeah.
Good.
Because
well, the new season it just started. There's only been I think two episodes.
These guys look well developed.
That's her first season, Beau right there.
I hated that guy.
Why?
He was just so nice.
He comes back for the reunion. By the way,
such a controlling asshole.
But you kind of thought he was hot.
No, creepy.
I actually think he had to be that way to tame the beast. There, I think she made him that way. I really do. Because we at first,
they're both bad
think about
people.
It, though. At first, we thought that he was crazy about managing her alcohol.
She's definitely an alcoholic.
Now we know
we
she's
feel
got
bad
a problem.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's got problems. So maybe he was just doing what he had to do, and they edited him to look like an asshole.
Like, he came back in for the reunion? Like, why is he back on
the reunion? Yeah, there's
no
reason for
whole
him
season.
To be
yeah, that was weird.
How old are these?
Well, he's like 27, and she's 40-something.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's Dutch, though. Why does a Dutch person need a... I mean, the whole idea is that you need
different
to get
culture,
citizenship.
Different culture.
But the whole idea is, like, you'd want to come to America to get citizenship. Why is a Dutch person really begging to come to America? That doesn't make much sense.
No.
He hates healthcare.
He's handsome.
What's that, Aaron?
He hates healthcare.
He hates healthcare.
He hates clean air and healthcare. And free education. He's like, I want to give up all my rights in the land of freedom.
Deathly afraid of bicycles.
What's he pay, 70% in taxes?
Probably. Yeah,
for every $100 he makes, he gets to keep 30.
Three.
Oh, we'll watch the reunion tonight. And
that's
then
probably my favorite couple ever. Those
oh,
two.
Yeah, they're great. She bull charges him. She's my she's my favorite.
The rhino? Oh, I call her the
against
rhino.
Against the wall all the
he
time.
He looks very handsome, but a peculiar haircut. Like, he's a wave.
He's like Tunisia.
He's so wave. Fit, and he just calls her fat all the time.
And he fucks her.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Dude, she
I
gets
don't know how that works.
She gets on his camel's back, and literally, she's the girl that broke the camel's back.
The camel gives out.
Yeah. The camel is like, it goes, fuck. He gets on a camel. Camel just stands up. She gets on a camel, and the camel goes, fuck.
Legs go out in all four directions.
Really does.
I know. It's like, God, I got to get out
of this
business.
That's a handsome gentleman. She is literally twice the width of him.
Oh, God, she's great.
She's a real handful.
I just don't watch that season right now. I need to. There's so many, though. It's hard because once you get into it, there's like three spinoffs of the original.
And so you got a piece of
it. They can churn these things out so quickly, yeah.
And it's so good, you want to watch it all. But it's like, to start, I was overwhelmed.
How many people are dying to be on Front Street that are just deficient as people?
People all want to. Yeah, I mean, they.
I love, I saw a piece of art the other day that said, in the future, people will be famous for $15.
I mean, it's not too far of a distant future,
it's
too.
It's right here, baby. It's right here.
Well, I think this shit happens like for this because these are people that are, for the most part, none of them are really aspiring to be in the limelight. But, and then you get on the show, and then your social media starts blowing up, and then you start getting recognized everywhere, and then you're kind of like,
the need happens,
and then you got the bug, the fame bug.
And then Kylie has her own billboard that she just owns now on Santa Monica and La Cienega.
Right.
This is like the most normal couple, I think.
I mean, she was born into that shit.
These were the like
they're
the most normal. Yeah, they were kind of normal. And then they realized, hey, wait a minute, this is a little boring.
What about the
people.
One with the baby?
That's her, too. That's her also.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember who was the one that I thought was cute.
That's them. That's the same couple, yeah. They came to America. And
wait, her hair is different. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a couple years later.
No, the baby's the one that got married. The baby wanted to get his visa, and then he married that girl, and then that's just...
Did her titties get way bigger, too, or...?
It's a baby, man. You know, it gets filled
with
milk.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
They were big to begin with, believe me.
No, we believe you, Johnny. Believe me. I
you ever masturbate to the show?
Me.
No, fuck no.
All the time. Oh, you were talking to Johnny? I mean, no.
Right now.
As we speak.
The photos.
I have masturbated when it's been on. But that was just a coinky dink that I was
you
looking at.
You ever masturbate
it,
and then you get a text from
myself.
Your mom
That's
or something?
That's how I look every
like,
day with the stroller.
No, but I was black, masturbating and she woke up and I was like,
I like that top she's got on. Yeah. Is that two
it's,
different pieces?
It's
the
a
arms?
Nursing top.
I mean, to be fair, you can't just pop one out on command.
It is a good nursing
I think that bitch should free the nipple. I'm on your side, honey. I'm a feminist, I guess.
Well, then so am I. Guys, that's been Punch Junk, I think. Tate,
yeah,
congratulations.
You,
enjoy your premiere with your mother tomorrow night.
That's cool,
super
man.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Very proud of you.
Thanks, man.
And go to Caveman Coffee. Go to BetDSI. Go to SeatGeek. Go to Manscaped for the love of God. Pretty much code Punch Junk on all of it. And go to our Patreon if you want to see my balls.
Yeah, get that Patreon.
Suck it.
And then send me a picture of Jason's balls.
I'll send you one right now.
Don't do that.